The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everybody, welcome to 2018. We just wanted to say thank you to those who support our show. This episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box was brought to you by Derek, Doyle, Ryan, Steve, Jason, Taylor, Devin, and Chad. They are our Patreon supporters, and they are doing an amazing thing by helping this show do what we do best, which is tell you all about pop culture and dick jokes. So, if you want to help us out, you can join us at Patreon, patreon.com/TOTLB.
If you're listening to this episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box, you probably celebrated the only birthday that's important this year, Jesus's. I'm the announcer guy, and you're listening to a new episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, John, and Gabe.
When you have like a bunch of guests, have them recreate the song.
Just ba-doo, ba-doo, ba-doo,
dude, we should do that for this one, for the year-end episode. Instead of having that,
this just isn't the year-end episode.
No, the next episode when we're at John's. You're recording right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm recording.
You shouldn't let that happen so that people don't know what's going to happen. Hey, everybody, welcome to...
They didn't hear Doyle, though. They only heard you.
That's true.
So we fucked up the numbers last time. Today's episode is 75, so this is episode 76.
Huh? I knew it. I knew it. Because I write them down consecutively in my book. I was like, it goes from 74 to 75 right here. I'm pretty sure it didn't miss an episode.
I questioned this on my Facebook feed about 3 days ago, but Juan wouldn't know because we're not Facebook friends.
Oh, God.
Here also, that's not true. It's not true.
Oh, so now I have to change this number in my book back to 76 because I changed the other one to 76. This book is almost full.
Somebody tore out a page, bro. It was like the fucking the book in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
It's incomplete now.
Yeah.
It's incomplete.
You definitely can't sell it for money later when you guys are uber famous.
Which will be, at this rate, approximately 30,000 years from now.
It's going to take a while. But
takes a little
there.
Bit. That's all right. I'll be 60 years old. We made it.
a thousand listeners. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 76 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
I heard we had your arch nemesis on the last podcast. Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Steve was on the last episode.
Is Steve my arch nemesis?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
We made that determination.
All right, Steve, fuck you, buddy. this means war.
What we need to do is not ever have Steve and Doyle on at the same time, and then after like 6 months of them just shit-talking each other on the episodes, have them meet each other and just yell at each other.
Sounds like Steve, but okay.
I've seen Steve yell at Doyle before.
I was going to say, he didn't talk shit, so...
he didn't.
Okay, well, no.
We just got
to talking, and apparently you guys don't always see eye to eye, and so...
I mean, I'm surprised he remembers that, because it's been a while since we hung out.
Steve forgets nothing.
Smoker's on.
I know, it smells delicious. You know Steve. Yeah, that's true. He doesn't forget things, man.
I'll listen to it when it comes out eventually.
Approximately 6 to 8 weeks.
Stop.
It's a joke.
Stop.
We know it's a joke.
I don't feel good either, so I haven't fucking edited a ton.
Sensitive.
I'm about halfway.
You're sensitive.
Done. No. My vagina does hurt a little bit, though.
I do like that you have a hairband in today because your hair is getting too luscious.
I'm trying to figure out what to do with it. Because
you're at middle phase.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, I just think you George Lopez out. Just fully, just slicked back.
So I can't slick it all the way back. So my hair's weird.
With enough gel, you can do anything.
My hair's weird. Like, the left side will always come down. No matter what, I have a weird cow lick here on the left side of my head. So I use mousse and everything's good and all of my hair goes back except for this little piece just falls in front of my face all the time. It's weird.
It's like reconstruction surgery.
You'll just be like a Mexican emo kid.
That's
like,
true, yeah. I'm pretty sure those exist.
Well, yeah. Morrissey, dude. Have you ever seen a Morrissey show?
I don't like Morrissey.
It's like half cholos. No, see, I don't like Morrissey as a human. I just like his music. He's a human. He's trash.
I really know him. We're supposed to hang out one time, but shit fell through, you know?
Why is Doyle always got to be so fucking literal?
He's Drax. He's the Drax.
No wonder fucking Steve hates him.
Dude, are you kidding me? You know why? So back,
fuck you, Steve.
back in the day, Doyle and Steve used to argue about one thing. Magic. That was it.
Probably, yeah. And I do remember that.
Magic, like pulling fucking rabbits out of hats?
No, Magic the Gathering.
Yes.
But it largely has to do with when it comes to games, the two of them are both ridiculously competitive. Like, if you sit down to play Catan with Steve at his house, he will do everything in his power to beat you. Like, lie, cheat. Like, no, he doesn't cheat, but he is so fierce about
honestly, at the time, too, he was probably way better than me, and I was just unwilling to accept anything that he would say.
And we had the added Cliff in the mixture. If I would have had 35 more turns, I could have beat you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The fuck Steve thing was a joke, but fuck Cliff. That guy could go to hell where he sucks marine dicks all night. I mean, thank you for your service, but good lord, sir. You are a shitty human being. It's been a long time, Cliff. Me, you, and Morrissey get together later this week.
Wow.
Oh, man. Cliff will never listen to this.
I know. That's why I'm saying
it's so vulgar.
Because if he did, he'd find me and fucking murder me. Because he's that kind of guy.
And we'd never know who it was.
He literally. You don't know.
Doyle committed suicide.
No, this guy is.
One of my best friends in the world, Bobby Vanal. I didn't extend outside to say his whole name, but
unbrockable.
Yeah, don't steal his identity. He lived.
You would have a hard time with stealing Bobby's identity.
He'd probably
think.
Catch you. That's what he does.
Yeah,
but he used to live in this Cliff Bags fucking basement, and I went to his house one day to visit my friend who paid rent
to live in the basement.
To live in the basement,
like separate from everybody,
and it was a couch. And we all played D&D. We all played Magic. This guy's supposed to be kind of my friend, you know what I mean? I'm sitting on his couch. He has a throw. Like blanket on the couch, which normally people use. It was cold, and I used it, and he banned me from his fucking house.
Because that was like,
for being disrespectful and not asking first. I was like, it's cold, and you got a blanket on the couch, man. I didn't know you couldn't use that shit.
Isn't that like the weirdest thing?
It's very weird to ban somebody from your house
like
for
that.
But anyway, fuck Cliff. But I just wanted to tell that like little antidote.
I think he was on your Facebook friend at one point, wasn't he?
For a while, yeah. And then he started defending Nazis.
Yeah.
Like, pretty vociferously. Like, literally. Like,
I think I saw his picture with a tiki torch one time on Facebook, but not sure.
Like, I don't know. He's, like, I've known him forever, but he's one of those guys where I'm just like, nah, I can't talk to you anymore. Like, I'm sorry.
I have a very low tolerance for drama in my life and just nonsense. So if you put Trump, I mean, we may get along with everything in my life except for the one fucking Donald Trump you like to push every fucking day on Facebook. And then I'm like, okay, I can't be friends with you anymore. Yeah. I'm sorry.
There's just too much. There's too much actually going on that's like so impossible to ignore that it's like, okay, come on. Come on. No, I mean, like, really, come on. Like,
I feel like as a society,
we all
have
okay
to
with
watch
this guy?
Him all the time.
Like, we were talking about that. It's like we're babysitters. We have to be like, stop that. Stop that. Stop that.
Why?
And then he's...
Why are you taking that neutrality?
And he's like that shitty...
Why do you sell off national land? What the fuck, dude?
He's that shitty kid that ignores his babysitter. Like, the whole country's like, fucking stop that. And he's all, I'm rich.
That's what I wonder is, like, so the net neutrality thing, right? I know nobody who's for that
at all,
but is this shit just for real rigged? Like, I have not seen a single post positive for it on Facebook. Like,
and like, I'm not even talking about like within my bubble, you know, they talk about your information bubble. Like, I really only hear like points of view that agree with mine on Facebook, and I understand that, but like the guys I work with, like, they're all over the place, you know. They're you know, I work in a, like, kind of a factory setting, right. And then, you know, before that in, like, restaurants and stuff. So you get fucking all kinds of people.
Right.
And all of them are like, man, it's bullshit that they're fucking up with fucking the internet up.
Yeah.
You know, or it's bullshit that they're doing this. Or it's, like, everybody has something that they're like, man, what the fuck is this guy thinking? Even people that voted for him.
It's just so weird that, like, to pull that kind of authority down over the internet. Like, in 50 years, will we be North Korea, like, and we won't know it.
Well, but I mean,
like, we won't know what the fuck's going on because we'll be lied to constantly.
The good thing is, in and we'll be paying, you know, for it at 2-3 years, you have the opportunity to elect somebody different.
Do you?
So, it,
or is that up to Russia now?
Senator Palpatrump might be changing things as we speak.
But I mean, I mean, unless something drastic happens, I don't see things staying the same for so long.
I just,
you know,
feel like,
I mean,
something drastic is already happening.
Dude, I feel like Trump's just up there scheming. He's like, just like, how
so
do
literally,
I
don't know, man. Okay, Mueller has 10,000 emails now.
But like day before yesterday, the guy
Mueller,
that's investigating.
Mueller, the special counselor.
You said Bueller.
Bueller.
Yeah, Mueller. 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 However you say his name. I saw that last come out yesterday, and then I was like, I wonder what Fox says about this.
Well, so that's the thing, though. Is
and
they're,
it's, and
they're
it's,
already
it's
saying
like,
he got them illegally.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's what Fox said.
And
I was like, oh, that's
how do you get emails illegally?
I don't know. The same way everybody gets somebody else's
emails. Well, he's the special counsel. You really think he's just like, these are mine? You really think he didn't be like, hey,
I need
those,
a warrant for this,
yeah,
and
a subpoena or a warrant or whatever.
I don't know. You never know.
But
honestly,
like, but
well, but he's already
is,
in the like. If it was me and my name was plastered everywhere, I would do my best to make sure I'm not doing any other illegal shit.
And if my
shit.
Last name was Wiener, I wouldn't send dick pics to people either. But there's some weird motherfuckers in Washington.
Like the,
we live
the,
in a comic book world, Juan.
So this is the thing that bugs me about it, though, is like literally the day before yesterday, Donald Trump getting onto a plane to go to Quantico to like address the graduates at Quantico said, "We're gonna revolutionize the FBI. We're going to completely change it. We're going to overhaul it. And we're going to make it better." Okay, who had a complaint about the FBI before Donald Trump got elected?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Fucking nobody.
It was one of the most respected fucking
right.
parts of the of
the government.
The force.
Also,
yeah.
They'll kill you.
No, that's, I mean, that's the CIA. That's yeah. different.
The FBI tells the CIA, "Hey, gotcha, this guy's talking yeah. shit.
go kill him."
Yeah.
Like it's just it's
that's
weird.
Doyle,
think...
Doyle.
You'll never find me, covers.
I'm never going back. I don't know.
It's weird.
I feel
weird.
Like that's us talking about dicks at the beginning of the show.
Hey-o.
Okay.
Get it? Because.
Oh,
Donald
yeah.
Trump
says he's a dick.
I'm a little sleep deprived. That dude does have some balls hanging from his chin, though. His neck is the weirdest neck I've ever seen.
And
it's attached to one of the weirdest looking faces you've
and
ever
he can't,
seen.
And he can't speak. Sitting every time I listen to him speak, like
seen.
He's just. Like he's and like, so weird.
The words that he's saying.
It's because his thoughts are so powerful
that they come out of his
barely
nose.
Breathe. He's just like, mother. Okay. Bits, get over here.
John Oliver did, you know, when you play the game where you write the first word and then hit the middle button for predictive texting. So he did that and then like paired it up to like a Donald Trump speech and was like, pick which one is the texting. And you can't tell the difference. It's just like a jumble of North Korea, internet, everything's the best. We're winning because, you know, sexual harassment, beef.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm always just curious. I'm like, what if North Korea is like actually just chilling up in Canada, about ready to nuke us, and like we're just getting fed this
weird
bullshit
story,
Trump-formation
yeah.
that's going on.
Trump-formation.
Then I guess yeah. we'll be
copyright.
Fucking...
Fuck you, Stephen Colbert. That one's ours.
Yes. I like Steve. Colbert. He's funny.
I do too. He's hilarious.
Yeah, Colbert's. He's a good guy.
You were about to hang out with him too.
That's why
like
I did
Morrissey.
You can hang out with Morrissey, but Colbert hits you up. You're like, ah.
Yeah, Colbert.
Got something better to do, buddy.
In character or out of character?
Probably in character, because I don't have enough time to talk about like all the Catholic shit he believes in. But I'd be fine just like living in a satirical like coffee break world with Colbert.
Dude, it must be fun to work with guys like that. Like, just,
it must
it's
be.
Gotta be.
Like,
it's
they seem
gotta
they
be.
Seem funny and they seem like, but they seem like good natured about it as opposed to like. I'm the star of the show,
right.
Worship me kind of thing.
Conan, I would love to work for Conan. I fucking love everything he does. He's fucking funny.
Dude, I also love hearing the lamentations of their women.
It's Conan.
Oh, wrong Conan.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They're both similar looking.
No, they're not. Not
I mean,
at all.
If by that you mean like tall, but...
I feel like they could both kill people with swords. He's a really big guy.
I feel like anybody could probably kill someone else with that sword.
He's just really big. Did you see the episode where he's like getting going and buying all the weed with his intern?
Yes.
Yes, with Ice Cube. Dude,
that's one of the funniest
things
I've ever
seen. That is one of the greatest episodes. Ice Cube ditches out.
Ice Cube and Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Do they get fried? I'm pretty sure they get fried chicken at some point.
They do. They ask her, what's your favorite food? She says Popeyes, and they're like, what? I love Conan.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's a good guy.
It's almost impossible to get tickets to go to his show, because he does the San Diego Comic-Con shows, right, like every day during San Diego Comic-Con. He always goes to
when
San Diego.
When is San Diego Comic-Con this year?
The shit.
19th through 20-something, what, like 23rd 19th, of July.
19th is the Wednesday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so 23rd, 19th to the 23rd.
So they won that like first court case. Is there like any kind of rebuttal to
There'll be an appeal, yeah.
So there. So I don't think, I haven't heard back. I'm trying to get them on to see if they'll do an interview. Salt Lake.
Oh, I thought you meant like all of San Diego.
No, but
I don't think they'd give
it. We're just calling people in San Diego asking if they'll do an interview.
From what I see, it doesn't look like they're appealing that case. It looks like they're appealing the trademark with the patent office. I don't think because essentially what happened is they weren't found guilty of purposefully trying to snag the name and using it on purpose for ill or whatever. They were using it and they got in trouble. They instead of $12 million, they got charged $20,000. So but now at this point, legally, San Diego Comic-Con owns all three trademarks on the logo and the name, and I think the logo and the name together. And so they're going after the patent office to see if the patent office will just say, well, these are too common. We're just going to cancel the trademarks. Yeah. So
I really hope they do, because, I mean,
what are you going to call all the other cons?
Well, I like to play devil's advocate because I like to be on the other side.
I've honestly read nothing about this either.
I think
so
what
I'm
he's about to say is really good information, because I think part of this has to do with how San Diego licenses the term Comic-Con.
Right, yeah. Right. So you do it for free. So you can actually just be like, hey, I want to use the name. You just have to abide by their fucking guidelines. You have to, I mean, they don't tell you how to run your show, but you've got to use it. I'm guessing you can't use the name in some sort of slander or some sort of weird nonsense. But I don't know what he was thinking I was going to say, but free. I mean, it's free. You don't
Even though San Diego owns the rights to it, you basically just have to ask them to use it.
Gotcha.
And they say to use the term, you have to your show has to fit within these parameters, and it basically just has to be like a pop culture.
Right. But they could be dicks and just say no to everybody.
They could be
dicks and say no, but
they just never have.
So the whole so the reason this happened is because Salt Lake City had been, from what I read, whenever I saw this, I read as many articles as I could, but apparently the people of Salt Lake were going to San Diego and they were soliciting their show, and San Diego was like, stop, you need to not do that anymore. And so they got into a pissing match, and it ended with Salt Lake bringing their branded cars to San Diego with a Salt Lake wrap on it and driving around the show. And so San Diego was finally like, fuck it. We warned you. Like, now we're going to sue your ass.
Our dick's bigger than yours, buddy.
Like, I get it. I don't, I like hearing views, because most people, when I ask them, why do you think that, they don't have a reason. They're just like, I'm just angry.
I did the very typical American thing where I saw a headline and I was like, fuck San Diego Comic Con.
That's what it is.
And I will read nothing else about this, but I am displeased.
And when you start reading about it, you go, okay, it makes sense. I mean, they have had a patent for 50 years.
So
if I had a patent, I wouldn't want somebody fucking infringing on it either.
That makes way more
sense.
From
the other side of it, like, I'm still irritated by it that they were able to copyright the term Comic-Con, because it's like seems like such a common term, but when you really, really think about it, the phrase Comic-Con is like an abbreviation of comic books convention.
Right. Yeah.
And if
that's just a statement, kind of, or like a definition.
But like that idea that they took a foreshortened abbreviation of a word and trademarked it, just like we just Trumpformation.
Yeah.
Like, that's – they made something out of the actual common phrasing.
And you've got to remember, this was 50 years ago.
Yeah.
How common really was it?
Exactly. You know what I mean?
It wasn't really all that common. Was San Diego Comic-Con the first con? Or, like, the first popular con?
I think New York was before it and still to this day is bigger. Like – but I don't know that it was ever like New York Comic-Con until San Diego copyrighted the
and
term.
And the term
I'm totally wrong on that.
The term now is genericide. That's what they call it, where a term just becomes so generic that you can't copyright it, you can't trademark it. And that's what Salt Lake's biggest argument is. But like I said, I like to play devil's advocate, so I like to be on the other side. If I owned a business, which we do now, and if somebody was infringing on our trademark, which they are, it's I mean, it's angry. It makes me mad because it's my shit. You know, I can understand that. And a lot
Long
of people,
box guys,
a lot of people who were so angry they couldn't tell me why they were angry, except for San Diego's big and how dare they? Like,
no, I try not to do that, but I totally did that. That subject, I saw like two things. And I was like, fuck you, San Diego.
But
I'm gonna
try
to go
it.
To you one day, but fuck you.
I see both sides. I definitely see both sides.
I'll go walk your paths.
So, other big news: Walt Disney.
This is the other thing I ask people for opinions on.
Is he really alive?
Give it to me.
What's that?
This, what you're about to talk about.
So Walt Disney bought Fox.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's frozen somewhere.
You said Walt Disney, not like Disney, like the company.
Don't you ever watch Futurama? He's attached to a robot.
True.
No, so Walt Disney Company bought Fox, still has to go through
20th Century Fox.
Yeah, 20th Century Fox. They obtained, so you were right, they obtained everything except for Fox News and then Fox's like sports.
Which Dom just said that they did, I think he's wrong.
It's Fox's like main sports vehicles, right, like the NFL and stuff like that, but all of the local, like, you know, Fox Rocky Mountain or whatever, all of the local sports channels are part of the deal. So it's like they split the sports between like professional and then like localized.
Well, 20th Century wants to do, they want to sell the sports and the news to other people. Rupert Murdoch wants to do something different with those.
Yeah.
And so that's why he didn't include them.
And I think Rupert Murdoch is going to keep Fox News completely.
Maybe, probably.
So.
But they can't legally own Fox News anyways.
Yeah.
Because they own ABC or NBC something or some like shit that. Like that, so you can't own two
broadcasting
networks.
I think it might be detrimental to the brand also, honestly. Like, Fox News is so, like, one thing that it might not be good for Disney to own them.
Yeah.
Well, the reason
I don't think Disney would want to own them.
Well, the reason I think they would want to own them is to shut that shit down. But But you legally, from what I understand, you can't own them because then you could start pushing your agenda on every fucking broadcast.
You mean like
network.
Fox News does?
Well, but they just own them. Like, I could change the channel and watch something CNN or whatever, you know. But if everything's the same, then it's all the same message.
Yeah.
But it was huge news. I mean, it hasn't passed. They both stand to lose giant amounts of money if this doesn't pass through regulation.
Right. It does have to go through some regulatory stuff, which...
They're kind of monopolizing shit.
Okay.
It feels like.
So somebody else brought that up. Somebody on the Facebook.
I know it's not actually a monopoly yet, but
I asked him why.
I'm gonna
ask him why, and then he's like, you know, I thought about it more.
You're right.
I don't think that they are.
No, I don't think they are right now.
Right.
But it kind of just feels like their hands in a little bit of everything.
Right.
Entertainment. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm devil's advocate. So on the other side, I was like, if I owned a business, I would fucking want to buy everything and make as much money as I could until somebody was like, hey, fucker, you can't do that anymore.
Oh, no, I think they totally should. It'd be weird not to if you were them.
Yeah, because I think people maybe they don't stop to think or they don't understand, but if you own a successful business, wouldn't you want it to keep growing? I mean, why?
For sure.
You could own billions of dollars, like, because that's the big thing. Oh, they're all about the money. How dare them? Fucking duh. That's what you run a business for. I mean, you can't, at the end of the day, passion only takes you so far. You have to make money or you're not going to be able to keep in business. It just is what it is.
So I'm going to, I'm going to shout out the guy that, you know, asked how is this not a monopoly. So this is AP RAM.
Oh, it's definitely not a monopoly right
now. So, but even if they are trying to monopolize, like, say they buy all the major Hollywood studios.
Sure. Okay,
that's fine. There's absolutely nothing that prevents somebody from just buying a camera, making their own movie studio, and making a movie. Like, the entertainment
and business... And not selling to Disney.
And not selling to Disney. Like, the entertainment... industry is so fluid and so technically easy to get into, maybe not to make a ton of money at, but maybe not to be as big as Disney, but like any small enterprise can be end up being a gigantic entertainment juggernaut on the backs of like look at Robert Rodriguez. Robert Rodriguez made a movie for $5,000 that got him enough money to make a sequel with a major studio, which got him enough money to make his own movie production company.
Which eventually led to Gabe hosting a thing about one of his movies.
Exactly.
That I couldn't get.
Well, I mean, at this point, if Ryan Reynolds was like, fuck it, I don't want to be a part of Disney. I don't know how his contract works, but if he's just like, I'm not going to make another Deadpool, don't you think he could probably put on a fucking yellow suit or some fucking ninja outfit and just go make his own fucking movie and people would go watch it? I think at this point, he could do it.
And call it Pool Dad.
Well, whatever. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. At the end of
he's 1-1. You know what I'm saying? Actually, he's not 1-1. He's failed twice. But got to get twice once.
That's what I said at this point. But I mean, at this
point.
Not
right after Green Lantern.
At this point, you could be like, well, fuck it. I don't want to work for Disney. I'll go do my own thing, like you said. Like, yeah. I have the name recognition to go do what I want, and doesn't have to be
but
a part
it doesn't,
of Disney.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, there are plenty of people that didn't have name recognition that just went out, made their own thing, and now they're famous. Like, guys like Quentin Tarantino and Kevin Smith and stuff. They're just random dudes. They're like, I'm going to make a movie. And then they made a movie, and now they're fucking living off of that, you know. So it's not like there's basically absolutely nothing to prevent you from getting into the entertainment business, and as a consequence, Disney literally could never truly have a monopoly on it, unless
I don't know if you own enough things and you wanted to be unless, tyrannical enough.
I mean,
you
like
could.
Unless Comrade Trump said that only Disney can make movies.
No, but like if Disney,
don't say that. If Disney give him ideas.
I know. Oh, it's genius. My plan to make Disney the only movie company is a genius move.
I'm not saying they would ever do this, but if Disney was to buy up every major, movie house, and decide that if you played other people's movies, they would hold their movies from you, they really could. Tyrannically,
but then
take over
would,
the industry
but you,
if
but,
they wanted to.
But again, you have.
I'm not saying they would ever do that.
This,
that's what they're doing.
This
I'm just
still
saying you
has
could
to pass through regulate. It has to pass through the FCC. FCC, I think, is who it goes through.
Yeah, but clearly the FCC doesn't give a fuck about anybody
anymore. I also think they're really far from having that kind of power.
Right.
Yeah.
Because and as far as I'm concerned, someone else needs to own Marvel rights, because fuck.
I'm just tired of people just giving up. Like, everybody has an opinion, and I get that. If you don't like it, cool. Let it pan out and see what happens. But a lot of people are like, fuck it. I'm not watching any fucking Disney movie anymore anyways. I like DC better, And it's just like, stop.
Yeah, but that's...
Like, you don't even know what this means yet. Like, it's relax.
But the Marvel DC thing has been a thing since before you were born.
Well, I'm just saying, relax. If you don't like it now, let's see what it looks... We don't even know if this will affect anything except who owns these movies. Like, maybe Deadpool 4 will be still amazing and rated R. Who fucking knows?
Hopefully. Rogue One was pretty good. I mean, so you gotta say about that?
That's a Disney movie.
Yep.
I haven't seen Jedi yet, but...
No, neither.
But for me, it was...
Worst pop culture podcast ever. Haven't seen Star Wars. Dude,
I got two sick kids at home.
I'm just joking.
I got 4 kids in total. What's your excuse, Doyle?
I work every day.
See, all have lives.
For me, it was more curious. I was more curious about what these other... I mean, we all know they're going to own X-Men. And they're going to own... It sounds like they worked out the Fantastic Four situation.
I so desperately want a good Fantastic Four movie. Because I love the Fantastic Four.
Doom is like
Four.
One of your favorite villains ever.
And
too.
Silver Surfer's... I mean, he's not really a Fantastic Four, but he's always up in there.
Yeah.
Like, Galactus...
Fantastic Four. There's Namor in a lot of those books, the old ones too. He's never going to get in a movie. I know this, but
Aquaman's in a movie. There's always hope.
Yeah, he's just way more scantily clad, and he has wings on his feet. I just think he's not as marketable.
He's not movie material.
Plus, he's always like brooding.
Why
and
are
randomly
you giving
fights
up? You haven't even had your swimming contest yet.
It's happening.
Oh, John just talked about that on the questionable calls the other day too. He's like, I'm serious about this. We're making this happen.
So he brought these prizes, and that's actually kind of what we're thinking doing. Okay, so
are we done with
no,
okay,
we'll come back to it. We'll talk about the contest probably like towards the old man section, so stay tuned to this episode because we're going to talk about the swimming competition and how you can win a couple of different prizes, including
we need a trainer. You're going to win a cool comic book if you can train Doyle.
No, we have actually better ideas.
Also, this is going to be towards the end of this year, and I am for real going to train for this, John. If you don't show up, I'm going to embarrass your ass.
Wouldn't that be fucking amazing? John is a scuba diver. He fucking is a swimmer. It would be fucking funny if Doyle was just like...
just...
Like I'm gonna bring out some flipper ass shit.
Oh, buddy, that would be hilarious.
Gets to the end of the pool. That was my weak attempt at a dolphin noise.
Probably not gonna embarrass John, but I am going to train this entire year.
So forward. Our year end wrap up next year is gonna be.
Are you coming to HOJ next time?
I'll try. Yep.
Nice.
Paired with a swimming competition.
I need to buy like boxing gloves or something. Or flippers or something and do like a,
instead of a weigh-in, a hold your breath in.
I'm so out of shape. It's just me holding my breath for 5-6 seconds. Going,
it's been 20 seconds. Doyle's on the floor.
I got to stop smoking. I got to stop eating burgers. We got shit to do.
It's gonna be amazing.
For real though, if you're a trainer, you're okay with someone who's going to give little to no effort for up to a year. Contact us.
For free. Don't forget the for free.
Well, I mean, the comedy is really, that's really the payoff here. It's going to be drug. He's going to tie him to the fucking car and Doyle's just going to be laying.
I'm going to take off my shoes come next year and have webs between my toes. Plastic surgery and what it's good for.
Oh, man.
Kicking John's ass in the pool.
Buddy. This is going to be amazing. I'm so excited for it.
Why is John like a random ass scuba diver?
Why did
I challenge the one person on the podcast who's really good at swimming?
Isn't that why John likes Aquaman?
I don't know, man.
Love of Namor is because I'm like genuinely terrified of water. I mean, not like a pool, but like you get in the ocean, it's fucking scary. Like,
there's all sorts of crazy shit in there,
dude.
Man.
And Namor don't give a shit. He just lives down there.
Peeing everywhere.
Oh, you saw his comic book covers? He's just meditating on the ocean floor, fucking sharks around him.
Islands of plastic.
Yeah. He just comes up, steals fucking Mr. Fantastic's bitch. You got to read some Namor comics. They're pretty good.
No.
He's always fighting. Nice, man.
Sounds
Dr.
terrible.
Doom is good shit.
I do like Dr. Doom.
But, so like I was saying, we know Marvel, we know Disney's going to own all these things. I'm more interested in where they're taking Predator and Alien and
there's all sorts of
Family Guy and The Simpsons and
they'll
you
cancel
know.
The Simpsons.
Well, it's insane.
It's
like
it's been a long time.
Yeah, like The Simpsons.
They were almost canceled like 3 years ago.
I'm pretty sure
ago,
The Simpsons are just remaking old episodes now. Nobody remembers.
Nobody knows.
Like, yeah, they're just like, let's do this.
But they own Avatar. I mean, they own all kinds of
Hopefully they cancel that shit too.
They own all kinds of weird like properties now that you're that it's like, oh, I'm curious where this could go with everything. I'm excited. We'll see.
A lot of Disney princess xenomorph talk on the internet this week. I thought that was fun. So if Disney owns the Aliens franchise, is the Queen Alien now a Disney princess? I would watch the shit out of that cartoon, by the way.
I want to see, like, xenomorphs kill the Disney universe. Because that could be a comic book.
Fucking Mickey just getting fucking right to the face.
Predator versus the Disney universe. That could be pretty fun.
I would love to see Mickey Mouse. He's got a big old gun like Rambo and shit.
So Dark Horse currently has the license to Predator and Aliens. But they also previously had the license to Star Wars, and when Disney bought it, they took the license from Dark Horse and gave it to Marvel. I honestly wonder if Dark Horse is about to lose the license to Aliens and Predator, and Marvel will get it, and you could potentially see Marvel Predator crossovers and Marvel Alien crossovers and stuff like that.
That'd be dope.
Holy shit, they could put the Xenomorph in a Star Wars movie.
That would be pretty nuts, honestly. I mean, I feel like a really lame response by me, but that would be fucking crazy.
I would hate that. Like, I would absolutely hate that, but they could totally do that now. Like, there's all sorts of weird shit that they could do now.
So, here, I forgot about this as you were talking about...
I don't know, dude. A Predator just straight up murked Luke Skywalker in the third installment of the new Star Wars movies. People would lose their fucking minds.
Yeah, people would lose their minds, but not in a positive way. People would be very upset.
It's like, did that? What?
But they do have like 7 more movies to make or something like that. So you're welcome, Disney.
You were talking about Dark Horse.
Fucking residuals.
Along with the Fox deal comes with a minority stake in fucking Boom Studios. I forgot all about that until just now.
Power Rangers.
So that's the other thing they own now is another fucking comic book company, you know, at least a part of it.
Right.
It's crazy.
And a comic book company that's really focused on licensed properties.
Right.
So could we see Predator and Aliens move to Boom?
You could see them also fighting Power Rangers now.
You could. Holy shit. You could see a Disney Power Rangers movie.
Yes. None of these are appealing to me, but they could exist
I think Disney owns the Power Rangers, too, now. Like, the actual rights to those movies, too.
You see some weird crossovers. The Green Lantern Star Trek crossover is, like, pretty good.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Well, the Conan Wonder Woman book is a lot
I haven't
of
read
fun.
It, but it looks fun.
Yeah, it's good. Like,
it's crazy. I like that's more where my mind went, because we all know they're going to own and what they're going to do with the big pieces of the puzzle.
Oh yeah, they're gonna recast X-Men.
Yeah, I'm thinking
Fantastic Four.
And because Hugh Jackman said already that he wasn't coming back.
Fucking
no
really one.
I can't, buddy. I'm horrible.
What's his name?
Old Sings, Jackman, dances, old jack off guy. I plays can't Wolverine. Remember. Can't remember his name.
So we went to see.
Died in one of the best X-Men movies. Probably actually the best.
So good. Movie. That was really good. I almost cried.
So we went to see Daddy's Home 2, my wife and I, for a date night. Incidentally, the movie.
That's the Will Ferrell movie?
Yeah. Movie's not as funny as the first one, but still really, really pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
So we went to see that, but there was a ton of trailers. And the one trailer that like just kind of blew my mind was Hugh Jackman's Greatest Showman. It's like a musical. It's made by the people who made La La Land. And it portrays like P.T. Barnum as, look at what a great, super awesome family guy he is. And singing, dancing, and he makes like midgets and bearded ladies feel like real people. It's like, P.T. Barnum was a dick. Like, this literally ignores every scrap of history about the actual P.T. Barnum. Like, it's just an interesting thing to me. It's like, we're going to make a musical about how diversity is awesome. And we're going to use probably one of the most cynical human beings as like the main character, who like literally is like, you're a freak. I can make money off of you. Come with me. Yeah. Like,
in the train, creepo.
Come into your town looking for your freaks and retards. I'm going to take them with me.
If you got a freakish retard, double the money.
I will pay you 25 cents for your freak retard kid.
Oh my God.
Like, I mean, seriously, though, that
most
was
politically
P.T. Barnum.
Incorrect pop culture podcast.
but he was like completely.
He should have heard us talk about Jews the last episode. Oh, yeah, it was insane. Yeah. It was pretty rough.
Anytime Steve's around, there's definitely some...
That dude hates Jews. Oh. Team Doyle.
You just... Side note, the episode before that one was pretty fucking bad with
but
Doyle.
I don't think I... What did I say?
You hate black people.
Oh, I don't hate them. I and just don't trust them.
You were talking about Africa.
Just joking.
You're talking about
Africa. I work with all black people from Africa.
Yeah.
I got lots of black friends, I.
Except for none of them say I.
No, they don't.
They're... All of them speak no, Somalian.
That's the Cholo.
They all speak Somalian.
Yeah.
And they probably talk shit about him. I can't understand what they're saying.
I was talking to somebody about Trevor Noah. And because he's from Africa,
yeah, he's from South Africa,
and I was like, yeah, he's black, and oh, it was Taylor, and she's like, he's not black, he's from like Europe or something, and I was like, first off, that doesn't mean that he can't be black, and he's from fucking Africa, not fucking Europe or wherever you thought he's from.
So what's really interesting about him is he's mixed race,
right?
Which at the time was actually illegal, like he was an illegal child. So, I don't know. His book is really good.
Yeah, his stand-up comedy is also really good.
He is fucking hilarious. Him and John Oliver and Jordan Klepper, I don't know if you ever watched his show, The Opposition, but like those three guys from The Daily Show are fucking hilarious. Also, that Hood Adjacent show is really funny.
Yeah, I know you told us about that last time.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen or heard anything about that show.
Yeah, it's okay.
You yelled at us.
I'm not going to describe it again.
I didn't have to tell this stupid story on the show if you would have just let me fucking tell it at breakfast, is what he said. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, I get upset about things. All right.
When you find something you love, you got to let other people know.
I try, but these fucking assholes don't ever want to listen to me.
We love interrupting him. That's where he gets all upset.
I do. I hate it.
Let me talk.
This is my only chance to talk uninterrupted.
It's that thing that I like, and you won't let me talk about it.
Speaking of things I like that you're going to probably interrupt me on. So,
next.
Trolls TV show is coming to Netflix, and I'm actually pretty excited.
With the cast from the movie? I don't know.
It's like a cartoon. They have the Home cartoon from the – there was that movie Home about the Boov. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
So it's a really cute movie about this like race of aliens that come to Earth and blah, blah, blah. But – they took the movie and they made a TV show out of it.
Is that the Rihanna movie?
Maybe.
With the one alien though?
Yeah, he's like purple.
And there's like a whole. Like dancing and shit at some point. Okay, yeah, that's Sheldon. That's Jim Parsons.
Okay, so.
Yeah, yeah,
I know what you're talking about. Made a cartoon on Netflix based off of the movie and like the book that it came from. That's really cute and my daughter loves it. You know, I like Home. I like the Home cartoon. It's like one of the cartoons that Hannah watches that I'm not like, please turn this off.
I'll have to show Johnny that. I don't think Alicia knows.
Yeah, he'll like it. It's really cute. But they're doing a Trolls one, too. I like Trolls. I watched the Trolls holiday special, too. And there's this... Because I sit down and watch these things with Hannah, right? So there's this scene where they go through like this weird warp, like where it's like a weird wormhole thing. And just like the Trolls movie, how it's like bizarre and psychedelic in parts, everything goes all crazy and all of the trolls turn into the 80s like troll dolls, like, and look all funky and weird for like a second. And they're like, what's going on? Like it's some bizarre acid trip. And then they shoot out in like this rainbow and it's fucking hilarious. I don't know.
I'll have to watch it.
Those movies
sound hilarious.
It's pretty hilarious. You'll think it's funny.
Doyle's reserving comment.
I mean, just keep.
I got a lot of shit to watch, but eventually I might get there.
No, you won't.
I might.
I just like bringing up trolls on the show.
I finally watched Ninjago.
Yeah.
That was funny.
The Lego movie, the long one. It was pretty funny. Lloyd.
My name's Lloyd, Dad.
No, I was
clearly two.
I was there.
I haven't even heard of that. What is this on?
The Lego Ninjago movie? You haven't heard of it? Theater. Yeah, it went to the theater.
It was the Lego movie that came out after Batman.
It worked way too fucking much. I just missed things.
It was probably on Amazon.
Probably might still be.
It's pretty funny. Like,
yeah, Jackie Chan voices an old fucking like wizard kind of dude. It's funny. Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna shout out.
The Jackie Chan thing makes it sound like The Jackie Chan thing makes it sound like maybe I have seen something about this.
It's pretty funny.
So I'm going to shout out. There's a Facebook page that's kind of just starting, but they like some of our stuff every once in a while called Total Fanboy.
Oh, yeah.
And he posted this picture that was a picture of Jackie Chan, and it said, Jackie Chan passed by store in Koreatown peacefully at age 63. And some guy was like, holy shit, Jackie Chan is dead. He put, read it again slowly. And it's literally a sentence about Jackie Chan walking peacefully past a store. Like,
that's funny.
I was like, that's good.
Why was that article written?
No, it was like a meme. It was just like a meme. It was just a hilarious like troll.
I just thought it sounded like a ridiculous meme. Like, he walks in Chinatown. He's Chinese.
Speaking of Jackie Chan, The Foreigner, that was fucking good. I really liked that.
I haven't seen it.
It was good. It's hard. It's hard because I think Pierce Brosnan is English. If I remember right, and he
could be
for the movie.
He played James Bond. We'll say yes.
For the movie, he speaks Irish, so it's fucking hard to understand him. And then it's hard to understand Jackie Chan too. So their parts are like, I have to really pay attention. But Jackie Chan's old as shit, and he's still fucking doing fucking crazy. His own stunts. And it, I mean, they're toned down. You could tell they're toned down, but he's still cool as shit. That was a really good movie.
So I was listening to Jackie Chan on the radio, like probably a couple weeks before The Foreigner came out in like theaters. And he was talking about, you know, I'm getting older. Right. Like, I don't want to do any of these stunts anymore. And he said, in China, I'm not just famous for being like an action movie star. He's like,
I think
he
sings and
shit. He's like, I'm in romantic comedies. I'm in musicals. Like, let's get on board, people. Like, I'm tired of making action movies. Like,
listen, Asian boy, we're just here to watch you bust your ass.
Listen, Asian boy.
And kick people in the face.
I hope Jackie Chan hears this and comes over here and kicks you.
I'll gladly take an ass whooping from Jackie Chan.
I would totally take an ass whooping from Jackie Chan.
I'll kneel down and be like, dude,
see if Jackie Chan is going to be at a convention anywhere nearby.
I'll fly over there.
We'll set up a Jackie Chan kicks look, Doyle's ass.
Look, Jackie, I paid my $100, but I don't want an autograph.
I want
kick
a kick in the face.
I brought a legal waiver. You'll not be no my, charges will be
my
pressed.
My lawyer says this is a hold up for you in court. Yes.
Legal notary right here.
Just and some like little guy. Hi.
Don't hold back, pussy. Let's do this. You gotta rile him up first so he really knocks you one.
Just roundhouses you knocks you out.
There's two people I would want. There's two people I would want to like roundhouse me in the face, and Jackie Chan is one of them. And Jean-Claude Van Damme is the other one.
Oh, speaking of Jean-Claude Van Damme, I'm jumping all over the place right now.
Okay. This is how these are.
Fucking him and the Green Ranger got into like a tussle the other day. I think it's been a month or so now at a convention, I guess. But the Green Ranger's like one of the highest black belts that you
can
achieve.
He has the same level of black belt as Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Like, I read that article. I was like, God damn.
And
you took
and
that Green Ranger shit super serious.
I also...
He's going to be a Denver
as the only
Con,
one
the
here
way.
Who probably actually likes the Power Rangers.
He I like
also,
the Power Rangers.
Okay. I know Gabe hates them or something.
I hate the Power Rangers.
He has the douchiest look of any human being I've ever seen. Like, he's covered in, like, the shittiest douche tattoos, and he wears his hair douchey, and he has, like, the cut-off shorts.
I hope he sees this or and hears this.
If we can get a trifecta roundhouse kick going down between the Green Ranger.
Jean-Claude Van Damme and Jackie
it.
Chan.
I'll take it.
He's the youngest, too. He might actually hurt.
Yeah, I'd want him to pull back a little bit. The other two are old. They can go at it.
No, I feel like Jean-Claude Van Damme is hurt.
He's buff as fuck,
ripped
too.
Right now. Because he's doing that. He's doing that show. I don't want to spoil whose pick this was, but we got a Facebook message. This is my TV show pick for this year.
It's a good show.
But it is about Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, yeah.
I've only seen one episode.
It's called like Jean-Claude Van something.
Clyde, or I forget.
Or yeah, like Jean-Claude.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, because
he plays
sent
himself,
the message.
But he's a spy. And
he
like,
sent the message, and I was like, that message doesn't make any fucking sense. What are you talking about?
What is this weird?
Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
He like plays a spy, but he plays
himself.
So he himself.
Plays himself.
Yeah.
Just like
he made a movie doing that too.
Yeah, JVCD. That movie's fucking.
It's fucking
weird.
Good, but it's good too.
Dude,
liked it.
I just love the scene where he like floats up into the ceiling and gives that like endless monologue about like his relationship problems and like how it affected his career. It's like, what the shit is going on with this movie? I don't know.
I like Jean-Claude.
It's pretty genius.
I'm pretty sure that he's mildly insane, but...
Mildly?
He's very entertaining.
He's nuts.
And he can do the splits on anything.
Anything. Anything.
What a weird thing to be known for.
But he could.
He's like, I can do the splits. I saw one of the guys, speaking of people that do the splits literally wherever, one of those guys that climbs to like the top of like super dangerous skyscrapers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He had set up a camera like on another tower and was hanging off of like the top of another building and slipped and videotaped himself falling 63 stories. Like,
did he die?
Did he die?
Of course he died.
You never know. Sometimes these badasses just like get up.
For the record, don't hang off the side of gigantic buildings.
Oh, yeah, you shouldn't do that.
That's an idiotic thing to do.
I see the clickbait all the time, and I click on them sometimes.
Dude, I can't watch that shit. I can't watch it.
Yeah,
and you're gonna watch someone die eventually because some fucker's gonna put that up there.
Yeah.
No. I used to watch those like Faces of Death movies. I can't do that shit.
No,
anymore,
the
man.
The clickbait I see is just this. It's just the picture that they took before they died.
Oh, okay.
Like it's like this person was hanging off 70 something stories.
How do you really know they died? You got to do research.
What clickbait catches you? Like what clickbait do you see and you're like, oh,
I like
shit.
Lists. I'm a list
clickbait.
Guy.
I do like lists. I do like.
But like which specific? Because there's always like top 10. Like,
oh yeah, like top 10 lists get me like a lot. Sports related, comic book related, movie related, trivia clickbait gets me a lot. Impractical Jokers clickbait gets me a lot. I think every time I see an Impractical Joker, I never even watched a full episode of the show, but I fucking watched
so good.
Tons of it. Little clips of all the shows.
So it counts. Good. Same difference.
So good.
The clickbait that always gets me is like the most haunted places ever. Like
I like those.
Check
yeah.
out this crazy ghost video. I'm like done.
When it comes,
and
to
then it takes me. You click through like 40 pages to see like a shadow move across a YouTube.
It's always the
screen.
Same
it's
fucking
like,
pictures
fuck
too.
That.
Yeah, this guy found something crazy in his basement.
I just, yeah, those are good actually. I do like.
I like when I want to read something about like horror stuff. I like reading stories, so I'll be like. The 20 things that your kids say that made you creep out or some
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, I like stuff like that, too.
Little kid funny shit, too, is also a very easy clickbait. Or animals being funny.
Or anything like getting knocked over. People falling down, like...
I can handle...
I like fails.
Fail blog
I like fails,
stuff
yeah.
always gets
I can
done.
Handle that up to a point. I don't like watching... extreme athletes murder themselves in like ridiculous ways.
No, like, I just like watching
me.
People like try to ramp their bike over like a skateboard
yeah,
and like land on
the and
skateboard.
And the ramp is like 2 inches.
Yeah, they're like boom, 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 boom. And then like into a swing and then they flip over the swing and like land on a merry-go-round and it shoots them off into the side of a car.
It's a Rube Goldberg. Yeah.
That's the clickbait that gets it.
The biggest tits. That's
well, that
that's
too.
Yeah, yeah, that's Gabe's clickbait.
Did you say biggest tits or
yeah.
Okay.
Not tips.
Biggest tips. I used to get
what if tits would get so big that you wouldn't want to see them.
No, I've seen that.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I probably would still watch it.
I belong to some horrible meme groups where I'm like, nope, I'm out. yeah, I'm not even going to talk about the one I saw yesterday. Moving on. Some cool trailers came out. Jurassic World.
Yes.
Two. What?
Fallen Kingdom.
Fallen Kingdom, that's it. I think Doyle said exactly what I was thinking. Running away from dinosaurs isn't good enough. Now we have to run away from dinosaurs and volcanoes. Which... incidentally, yeah. appeals to me.
He's
me
trying
too.
To save the dinosaurs. He's not running away from them.
Dude, in that
scene,
T-Rex,
he's definitely running away from
I
them.
I think he's just running away from the volcano.
That T-Rex fucking loves people because he saves them in every fucking movie. It's like, oh no, bitch, you will not eat those people.
How long is the fucking lifespan of a T-Rex, by the way? Like, we've been doing this
movie,
since
that
fucking
that
90s at this point.
Because what is like, so you got the Jurassic Park to
well,
the Lost
those are new
only like
ones,
4 years?
Those T-Rexes are new ones that they made.
Yeah, probably not the same T-Rex.
In Jurassic World, they mention it being the same T-Rex.
But is this the same place as in Jurassic World?
I think so. I think they're trying
no,
to...
Is.
I
think
I,
they're,
no, I don't know.
I think they're going to the island because it's going to blow up, so they're trying to save an endangered species.
They brought T-Rex
like.
To town in Lost World. It didn't go over so well. Fuck some shit up last time I checked.
Well, maybe the island explodes and they're all dead, and that's how the franchise ends.
Too bad
no,
Disney.
They become aqua dinosaurs because
oh,
life will
shit.
Find a way.
Too bad their Disney doesn't own like Jurassic World and Godzilla, because then we could watch like T Rex versus
Godzilla,
Godzilla
just murder all the dinosaurs at the Lost World yeah. by stepping on them. T Rex bites him, gets lit on fire, dies,
and then King Kong.
Oh yeah, giant monkey!
I do
yeah.
want to see a King Kong Godzilla fight
That's
movie
happening.
Again. I
they're,
know, but I want to see
talking
it.
About it. I can't wait for it.
Gotta see it.
absolutely. I love Godzilla shit.
I'm in for Jurassic Park. I like it.
It looks good. It looks cool. Jeff Goldblum's in it.
Yeah. Oh, I love Jeff Goldblum. There's this amazing video. He has that voice that just
I can't believe he was ever not in a Jurassic Park movie.
Right?
Well, they probably couldn't convince him to be in another one after Jurassic Park 3.
He wasn't in the third one.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. He saw it and was like, nah, I don't want any part of that.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
Why did you guys ruin this movie? So there's this amazing video going around on the internet right now of Jeff Goldblum reviewing tattoos that people have gotten of him. And it's hilarious. And like some of the tattoos are like truly bad tattoos.
Oh, sure.
But he's just so polite about it. He's all, oh, it's wonderful. I mean, what? It's whimsical and fun. Like
he just has that voice. It just lulls me in.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to take a nap in his arms.
Just watch The Fly and that'll change everything. You'll be like, oh, that's
Fly's a fucked up movie, man.
It is very fucked up.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but it's disturbing.
It's Cronenberg, man. Of course it's disturbing. It's amazing. This whole point of that guy's entire like body of work. How can I make you feel awkward?
Video what do you drone. Got? What else you got? Because we're an hour in, Gabe. What else do you have?
They greenlit Deep Blue Sea 2.
Ugh.
I'm super excited about that. Ugh. Like maybe my favorite shark movie ever.
So that's the one where Samuel L. Jackson gets
that
seen.
Is the
Even
one where
over
Samuel
Jaws?
Jackson.
While he's making the fucking speech?
Yeah. No.
What?
Not over Jaws.
Oh,
over Jaws.
I was like, what?
Maybe over Jaws 3D.
Over Sharknado?
Yeah, over Sharknado for sure. Sharknado's like top 10, though.
Raiden is the only one that survives in fucking Deep Blue Sea.
Dude, I'm excited to see a second Deep Blue Sea. It was actually... I'm not excited.
I'll watch it.
It's super funny.
It was an okay movie. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't bad, but
If you put giant things that eat people in it, I'll watch it.
So I'm going to... So I have two like kind of anime things. So Hayao Miyazaki, the guy that did like Spirited Away and Princess Mononoke and those movies, his production company has a movie coming out that I think has been out for a couple of years in Japan already, or like maybe a year in Japan. It's not one of his movies. It's kind of one of the... Man, I'm probably getting this wrong, but I want to say it's one of the first movies that his production company has put out that's not one of his movies. It's called Mary and the Witch Flower, and it looks a lot like kind of like Kiki's Delivery Service style, like kids, like anime cartoon. It looks really cool. Like if that's your jam, it looks intensely enjoyable.
Honestly, like everything he's put out's been amazing. So
absolutely.
If he has his name on it, it's worth watching.
Yeah, I definitely want to. It's one of the ones I want to take Hannah to see because she loves. What's the mermaid one? Ponyo. She loves that movie. And Bailey loves like Spirited Away and stuff.
Princess Mononoke is like for legit probably my top 10 movies.
It's a phenomenally good movie.
It might be top 5. If I really thought about it, it's up there.
Spirited Away is definitely in my top 10 favorite movies. Like it's
Spirited
Away is
also amazing.
It's just such a great like imaginative and like fascinating like cartoon. Like it's brilliant. I love that shit. Second anime related bit of information. One of my favorite directors of all time, Robert Rodriguez, is going to be making a live action Battle Angel Alita movie, which if you are a product of the 90s like I am and had any interest whatsoever in like manga, you know what Battle Angel Alita is. It is like genuinely one of the coolest looking fucking comic books of all time.
Yeah, I genuinely got a little bit excited.
Dude, when I saw Steve Facebook messaged me right after the recording last episode. It was like, holy shit, did you see this? And like
It looks amazing, unbelievably good.
It has a really good cast.
When I read the title and started watching it, I was like afraid.
Yeah.
I was like,
So if you're not familiar with the plot of Battle Angel Alita, there's basically two cities. There's a floating city that is where the rich and the elite live. And then there's like basically the dumpster city. So they just drop their trash out of the city and it all lands underneath the giant floating city. And that's where basically poor people live. Mm-hmm. Like the servant class lives down there. And Alita is a combat robot that has been dropped out of the top city, and this guy finds her and rebuilds her and effectively adopts her like as a child. And she, you know, has normal like relationships and is kind of starting to feel like a human when the other combat robots that she's beaten in the past start figuring out where she's at and are coming to, like, kill her. There are, what, like 18, 20 volumes of this book?
Quite a bit.
So it could be a really, if it's successful and done right, it could be a really successful movie franchise for Robert Rodriguez. I mean, fuck, he made 3 Spy Kids movies. Like, he can make, he could make 5 Battle Angel movies.
I kind of like the first one.
Oh, I love Spy Kids. They're funny, and they're actually pretty well made. So, yeah, that's all I got for movie trailers. Anything else? I got other stuff.
Whatever, buddy. You're good. Talk.
I don't know. I don't know what you want from me. Been catching up on some comics. That's fun.
I haven't read a comic book in fucking months.
I read...
I haven't had time.
I read the 5-issue run of Godzilla Rage Against Time, which is kind of fun. It shows, like, Godzilla happening in, like, different time periods, but he always interacts with, like, Alexander the Great, or, like, when he kills off the Greek pantheon, mm-hmm. and, like, that kind of stuff. It's kind of diminishing returns. Like, the first one's really great. The second one's a little bit not as great. The third one's a little bit not as great. And the fifth one, he's, like, fighting in the Stone Age. It's like, meh, I don't care about cavemen. Like, you know, it was good. I love Godzilla stuff, but it was definitely... the first issue takes place in, like, you know, feudal Japan. So it, like, totally makes sense. And the second one, he, like, literally kills off the Greek gods, which doesn't make a ton of sense, but, it, like, at least it's super entertaining.
Right.
And then the third one, he's randomly in, like, the Himalayas when Alexander the Great is trying to cross them. It's like, well, why would Godzilla be, like, thousands of miles inland? Like, that doesn't make any kind of sense. And then, so it just kind of gets dopier and weirder, like, as it goes on. So
they don't expect people to
I don't think they expected people They're to just read like, past oh, episode, issue 2.
Cool. That's Godzilla's why, in the desert.
That's why it's a 5-issue mini instead of a 6-issue mini.
So it's weird because Godzilla, I would say, is probably one of my favorite sets, like, movies when I was growing up. Like, when I was really little, I just fucking love Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
I saw them all. I watched them all the time. But I love comics, but I've never read a comic. Is Godzilla, like, sentient in the comics? Is he, like, talking? Is
no.
he thinking? Or is it just, like...
No, he's a monster. Like, the interaction on the comic pages is either giant monsters fighting or people talking with each other about, like, how to get rid of Godzilla or, like, whatever gotcha. Else is going on. There's some... Like, one of the really cool series that came out, I want to say, like, almost 2 years ago now, was the Godzilla in Hell. And it was literally like Dante's Inferno,
yeah.
but like the different creatures like Rodan.
We got the guy on the show, didn't we?
Yeah, and Mothra and stuff are like the different like pantheon of demons like as he descends through hell. Like it's actually a really fucking cool idea and beautifully done. But they did the same thing where like the first issue is like top notch and like issue 2, 3, 4, it just kind of like dwindles like a little bit. And I don't know why sure. IDW does that with the Godzilla property. It doesn't make any kind of sense. But King of Monsters was really fun. Like, I don't know. I've read a lot of the Godzilla books. I like them. So,
if you are not watching Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., stop what you're fucking doing and watch the goddamn show. You need to catch up on the last season and get yourself up to the next one because it's good. It's like the highest rated best season they fucking have going right now.
Fine. Stop yelling.
Is Coulson still alive?
Coulson is still... He's the team leader.
I haven't seen it since season 1, so... I'm
just... I think I've seen...
Is Big Booby Brown Hair Girl still involved?
I don't know who
she was the hacker.
Is. The, yeah.
She runs
yeah,
a lot in slow motion in the first
that's Quake.
Season.
All
right.
that's his favorite part of the first season.
She's fucking sexy.
I just started watching the first season again because I actually do want to get caught up. I'm starting from the beginning.
I'm telling you, man. Ghost Rider and then The Framework, which is a virtual reality world that they right. don't know they're in, is that was the best season they put out. And this season, they're in space, and they're in the future, and they don't know what the fuck's going on. Exactly. And it's just really good. And then there's always the looming deal that Ghost Rider makes with Coulson at the end of the last season. Well, we don't know what it is. We don't know what the deal is. They whispered it to each other.
I didn't know he even made a deal.
That doesn't ruin anything.
Wait, how does Ghost Rider whisper something in your ear? His head's on fire.
Oh, he goes like this. He's man.
Oh, he's
Ghost. Coulson
he has
goes,
the ability. He has the ability to
He's
switch.
Man Rider.
Yes.
Gotcha.
He's Man Rider.
It's Ghost amazing. Rider, if you're Rider. Not watching it, fucking catch up. It's so
Man
good.
Man Rider sounds like a totally different kind of comic book, by the way.
That's the kind of comic book Michael Kirk likes.
Man Rider and the Midget Patrol.
That does sound like a comic book.
I would read that. I'm not going to lie. I would totally read that.
I also went on a... So that's my high praise. Watch the fucking show. I also went on like a time travel binge watching movie episode that I did. Like I watched...
It was just Back to the Future.
No. It's funny enough. If you Google like time travel movies, there's not really a ton of them out there. But I watched... That I haven't seen at this point in my life. But I watched... The name just slipped out of my name. The Project Almanac. I watched that the other day. It was okay. It wasn't
like
bad.
A Handycam video style. It's all right.
It was okay. And then I watched Predestination, which I'd never seen before. What the fuck is his name? Fuck. I didn't expect to talk about it, so I didn't remember his name.
That's why I take notes.
I know. I was like, 2 days ago, I was like, I need to take notes, and I was like, I can't.
I'm dying.
But it's crazy. You haven't seen it to this point, and it's old, so I'm going to spoil it. But it ends up being a guy is a part of a time traveling, like, they're like police.
Oh, okay.
But he ends up interacting with himself. And he doesn't know. He knows it in the future, but his past self doesn't know it. And he doesn't know in the future. He doesn't know in the present that he's a guy who is committing mass like destruction. He's blowing up warehouses and shit. And so you think that all of these people are different people, and then at the end of the movie, it shows you that it's all the same guy.
Some transgender shit in there.
Yeah.
Also, he's not a part of time because he's like an anomaly.
Yeah, it's because
at certain points, who's wiping whose ass? We don't know.
So he goes back in time and he has sex with himself after he's had surgery to become a guy.
Yeah, you think almost sleeping with your mom and was weird.
And so he's
fucking your transgender self.
So he's the girl.
That is
he's the girl, and he goes back in time and he's the guy, and they have sex with each other, and then he's the baby at the same time. So it's all fucking weird.
Wow.
So I was like, wow, it's entertaining. It's smart. It's a slower movie. There's not a ton of action in it.
I don't know that it is smart, but
it's smart.
It paints a smart picture.
Exactly. That's what I mean. They make you feel
like the red dot on the white canvas in the museum where you're like, this means something.
I'm going to pretend like I understand what it means. Brilliant. Nobody makes fun of me.
Well, it is an overall good movie.
Like we're Back to the Future. He just goes in the past or in the future, and he just interacts, and then they go back. Yeah. They don't really touch on him talking to himself or anything at all. So they present it as a smarter movie and loops and paradoxes and shit. And it was okay. It was entertaining. And
what's that one called? Because that sounds crazy.
Predestination. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched a Spanish movie called Time Crimes. I can't remember what the title is in
like
fucking Spanish.
Mexican or Spanish?
I think it's Spanish.
This one I
think
not
it's
seen.
Spanish. And it's old. It's from I think like the from the 80s, I think. But it was really weird. And it's the same concept. You have to go back in time four different times.
He goes back
times.
In time to fuck himself as a transgender woman who is also the baby?
Because that sounds a lot like plagiarism.
Same type of shit, you know?
No, but he interacts with himself a lot. Like, and he doesn't know that he's interacting with himself until like into the movie, and then he's got to remember what himself did and shit. It's really weird.
Have you seen Primer? Have you ever seen the movie Primer?
I don't think so.
You need to
Primer.
Primer's
legit.
It is genuinely one of the best time travel movies.
You just like made a bunch of time travel that are decent, but Primer is very good.
Primer is better than all of those.
You know.
I'm willing to say that, even though I haven't seen any of the other three movies.
You know,
it's not as good as Time Cop, but it is very good as far as time travel movies go. Much love, Jean-Claude. Me, you, and Conan next week. Starbucks.
The new movie that I was going to have you watch with the kaiju. Where she controls a robot.
Oh, Colossal.
Colossal. So Nacho Vagliato or something. I can't pronounce his last name.
I was hoping you were going Libre there.
He's the one who made Time Crimes. And
oh,
so
nice.
That's why I was like, oh, fuck, I bet this will be really good. And it was really good. And he's actually in the movie, too. But it was a really
isn't there like a lot of emotional trauma
movie.
In that movie?
In Colossal? Time Crimes? Colossal, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard that movie was like deep.
It's very deep. It has to do with like harassment and of the sexual nature. Plus, he's like beating her and shit. So it's pretty like holy
things
shit.
Things that don't really happen, but they're in the media a lot.
I did.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I just got to do that. I don't know why.
The views of our guests do not necessarily.
Yeah, they don't reflect
the views
our views.
Anybody associated with it.
But, especially not Albie.
Sorry, Albie. I like Nacho as a director. I like Nacho as a director, so I would definitely say you should go watch Time Crimes. It's nice. You'll have to no, you can't. You'll have to find one that has subtitles because this one didn't have subtitles.
Oh,
so it's just Spanish.
So I can do it. I know how to make subtitles.
Okay, now, cool.
So. Yeah. Also, not fucking Steve. I can't have two nemesis going on. Like me and John, and then me and Steve.
Oh,
well, but see that gives Steve the opportunity to
three-way swim battle. Steve,
who's Steve rooting for though?
No, I mean like I don't know,
like because you're Namor,
yeah,
and then Nemo, and then John is
there has to be some anime.
John is Aquaman.
There has to be some anime underwater character that Steve knows about.
I feel like Steve would just be like, I swim for Poseidon.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Oh, buddy. That's good.
Buddy.
I think we were just about to come upstairs, too.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, though.
Now we can just take a couple minutes.
My very beautiful, loving wife.
Aww.
She made us food.
I know. It looks delicious and it tastes delicious. Shaky.
I have not taken a bite yet.
Yeah, I was trying not to be an asshole on the podcast. But
I'm going to say it looks delicious.
It does.
And he says it's delicious, so I'm going to just assume it's delicious. Because Juan is a fatty like me. Well, not like me. Because he lost all that weight from walking in circles.
That's what I do, buddy.
Not in circles, just back and forth behind the couch.
Yeah.
In lines.
In lines, not circles. My bad.
He did it.
That would ruin the game.
He put a hole in the fucking floor.
So I caught up on some TV, too. I caught up on Bob's Burgers.
I haven't watched that show at all.
I love that show.
I have no opinion on it.
It is so funny. Like,
honestly, I've seen some episodes, and it is funny. It's just one I've never sat down and watched a bunch of episodes of.
I'll tell you, the lines at San Diego Comic-Con for exclusive Bob Burger shit are ginormous.
So the episode was their holiday special, so it was longer. It had a lot of singing in it, which I thought was really funny. But it's called The Bleakening, and there's this character called The Bleaker that's basically Krampus. And basically Christmas ornaments are going missing all over town, and a gay club gets shut down, and it's hilarious. Like, it's just ridiculous. The show is so awesome. So
Gabe loves it when gay things get shut down.
Yeah. I don't even know how those things tie together, but it sounds funny.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, the show is so, like, incongruous. Like, so many weird things happen, like, all at the same time that explaining an episode of Bob's Burgers sounds like you have, like, 115-degree fever and took LSD.
Well, it's the same thing with Rick and Morty. Like, it's
oh,
not,
my God. You can't even explain that show.
I've seen one or two of episodes of that show, and I'm like, I don't fucking understand. Yeah. It's because
I watched one episode and called in sick to work the next day because I watched them all. I was just like,
I have to watch this show.
That's the problem, is these shows get a lot of praise, so I want to be like, I want to start from the beginning so I know what the fuck is going on.
I did. It's worth it.
Yeah, but when you get paid commission, like, I can't really skip work all that much.
True.
Oh, man. That's they
whether I'm there or not, they sell the beefs.
Yeah.
So I get paid.
They sell the beefs.
I found a show that my wife absolutely hates and I absolutely love, and part of me makes me want to watch it more just to, like, annoy her, but I have to, like, do it in short spurts. It's called Curse of Oak Island. Okay? So I listened to the full run of this podcast called Astonishing Legends that just talks about, like, ghosts and, like, Mothman and, like,
I back hidden, Astonishing Legends.
Hidden.
We're on Yeti episode 2 right now. It's very good.
Exactly. Like, I've stopped before Yeti because I'm waiting for the full thing to come out. So I finished Black Eyed Kids and then the Amelia Earhart episode, and now I'm waiting for the rest of Yeti to come out. Anyway.
I hate Amelia.
Yeah, overrated, I think, a little bit.
You know, like, she definitely crashed her plane and was killed by the Japanese. Like, I'm just saying.
But, didn't make it, bitch. Didn't make it.
So, didn't know Morse code.
Yeah.
Like, when that was, like, the optimal way to communicate with people at the time.
Maybe you should learn some
that.
Shit.
Maybe learn that before you try to fly across the entire fucking Earth.
Nobody says this, but didn't have her license. Yeah. You know?
Fucking almost crashed her plane during takeoff one time. Oh, like, funny. Not that great.
4 hours
pilot.
Flight time.
Like, I'm just saying.
She didn't log enough hours.
No, she didn't. Like, I'm just saying, Astonishing Legends definitely proves that Amelia Earhart, while brave, not the best pilot. Like,
brave as shit, it doesn't cut it. You know?
Probably shouldn't be flying a plane.
Yeah. She should have been in the kitchen. Is that what you're saying?
No. No. She just should have flown, practiced more.
You know, more time behind the. It's not a wheel, it's a. U-stick, I guess. I don't know what it is.
I totally forgot where I was going with that.
What do you call the thing that you steer an airplane?
Oh, okay. So on Astonishing Legends, they did like a four...
Steering stick.
They did like a four-episode rundown of this place called Oak Island that's off of Nova Scotia that people have been trying to find treasure on because there's like these caves and stuff underneath the island that they think are full of treasure, right? So it's a History Channel like kind of reality docudrama show. Like if you've ever watched like Ice Road Truckers or like Gold Rush Alaska, it's like the same feeling, except for there's this huge mystery.
I prefer the original Gold Rush.
Well, yeah, I like, but the same feeling where like these guys, they know that there's something there. They just don't know what, and they're trying to find it, and each episode they find basically nothing. and they just keep like banging their heads against this wall because they know there should be something there. They do all sorts of crazy dangerous stuff and dig giant holes, and like it's just totally what you wanted to do when you were like in fifth grade. You know, I want to go find hidden fucking treasure. I'm going to go dig a hole on a secret island, and nothing happens. And my wife hates it. She's like, can you wait till I fall asleep to watch
it?
Because
it's
so boring.
That, like, if something was going to happen, that shit would already be all over the news.
Because they've been trying to fucking discover something on the island for literally 200 years.
You know, you're just watching the slow disappointment and, you know, utter hatred of everything that you've worked your life for just dripping away episode by episode. And you got to love that. American
They're just
TV.
Spending more and more money to find less and less shit.
It's like every ghost hunter show, except the ghost hunters fake like they find shit, but they never do. Did you hear that? Nobody heard that, you fucking lying piece of shit.
How many more things you got?
All those ghost shows are real. I got...
I think they're real. They just really don't find anything.
They're really produced.
I got two more little things.
Let's go.
Okay, so...
we need to talk about Walking Dead, too.
So talk about Walking
Dead.
No,
I want you to get through your items.
So there is a book line called Hard Case Crime.
A book line?
Book line. It's a, like a
like
line
a
of books.
Like a series of books? Okay.
It's not really a series of books. It's like a line of books. It's all different authors. Each book is like singular. It has its own plot. But they're all like kind of like gritty, noir, like crime books.
Okay.
One of the very first ones that came out was Stephen King's The Colorado Kid, which is like a bizarre ass book, but like really, really entertaining. Randomly ties into like the Dark Tower series and like all sorts of stuff. But
all of his shit randomly ties in.
Yeah, but like this one a little more specifically. But it's like this crime happens, whatever. Hard Case Crime has, I want to say like 60 to 80 books released at this point. Like they're all, you know, between like 150 and 250 pages. They're kind of like romance novels, but crime books. They all have scantily clad women on the front of them and like dudes with pistols and stuff like that. So it's fun stuff, right? So Hard Case has started coming out with graphic novels or like comic books. I think they come out single issue before they're collected.
Right.
I figured out that my local library has this phone app called Hoopla, and Hoopla allows you to like check out books and movies and comic books and stuff, you know, just like you would at the library. So I picked up a book called
Digital Version.
Yeah, Digital Version. So I read it on my phone at lunch so that I don't have to cart a book back and forth to work with me. So picked up a book called Peepland that's about – takes place in the 80s. These two punk girls work at like a peep show, and this guy that does like show me your boobs in public videos – like runs into the peep show booth one day and like stuffs a videotape into the seat. And like, you know, the girl that's behind the glass, who's like the main protagonist of the book's like, what are you doing? He's like, you just got to hide this for me for a little bit. And he runs out. These two guys are chasing him down. And you find out that like effectively the analog for Donald Trump Jr. Like, cause it takes place, you know, in the '80s, but like the main character is clearly supposed to be Donald Trump, but the effective Donald Trump Jr., he had accidentally caught him on videotape killing a lady. So they're trying to get the videotape to the right people, and there's corrupt cops and like pimps and drug dealers, and it's just like a total gritty crime noir comic book. And there's been a few there was a book that came out on Dynamite called Seduction of the Innocent that was kind of supposed to be like that, like Nazi spies and all sorts of stuff. And it's just not – books like that aren't typically super successful. Like they don't really
sure.
portray like that kind of like aura of like crime drama really well for some reason. Like it seems to work better in film and books. But this one like nails it, and I can't wait to find some of the other hard case because there's – I think they have three other comic book lines. Like
bring down Trump.
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny.
Not really.
It's funny that – it's totally an analog, even though it takes place in like the 80s and Donald Trump would have been like, you know, way, way younger and not had like adult children. But this guy,
his, we know Trump when we see Trump.
Yeah. His hair looks like Donald Trump's and his name is like Stephen Thrump or something like that. You know,
not to mention he's literally grabbing a girl by the pussy. On the cover.
But it was pretty good. So. Yeah, I don't know. I liked it. Hard case. Yeah,
I've never heard of it. Sounds good, though.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, it was a lot of fun. So, all right. One last thing.
I don't like books.
Well, you're going to have to listen to this.
I'm just kidding.
Because this one is about a book too. So, I talked about it a little bit last episode. It's this book called Love, Sex, Fear, Death. And it was about this cult that was around in, like, the 60s and 70s called the Process Church of the Final Judgment. And
it's a long ass name.
It is a long ass name, but it was like really interesting. Like these guys would like literally walk around in like black uniforms with like black capes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
They met like Stan Lee and they met like all sorts of like famous people and like did all sorts of stuff. I finished the book and like it just, I don't know. I finished the book and it's just such a fascinating look at you decide you're going to believe something and you're just like sold on it. And then you just never give up on it because, well, this is what I've been doing for 10 years. So I'm not going to stop doing it now. Even as like the world that has been created around this, like crumbles around you. It's just, it's super fascinating, but it led me to listening to yet another podcast at work called Cults. That's just like a rundown of all these different cults and like listening to like the psychology behind like how all that stuff works. Like, I don't know. If you're interested in any of that kind of stuff, like that book is fascinating. Like listening to some guy talk about like the 20 plus years that he spent in this cult and like all the things that he feels good about happening to him and like his personality, his emotions, in spite of the fact that it was a total shit show. Like, and he was basically impoverished and making money to give to like these two people that lived in like a mansion 20 miles away. Like, it's just, it's fascinating. That shit's weird. So
that's how they choose their members, bro.
I know.
I thought about deceived.
I thought about starting a cult. I was like, oh, I could make some money doing this. That's what L. Ron Hubbard did. He's fucking dead, but rich as shit. So
his corpse is rich. His corpse is very rich.
In hell.
With Hitler and the devil.
Hitler's not in hell anymore.
Why?
Haven't you seen fucking
South Park movie?
No. God damn it. The AMC, the show on AMC.
Oh, Preacher.
God damn, season 2 is good.
I told you.
You people gotta watch that show.
I told you.
You did. And it is good.
They make you feel sorry for Hitler. It's like, I don't want to feel sorry for this fucking crazy guy.
I'm going
to
admit something that I hardly ever admit. When Juan says something is good, like 99% of the time, it's actually really good.
If you've never seen it.
No, it's just like...
I feel like Dragon Ball Z is good, but I know you wouldn't like it.
Dragon Ball Z.
So I wouldn't recommend it. I know that's something that I wouldn't be like, hey, Gabe, you're going to like this, so watch it.
Fuck you, and you're 37 hours.
I have a friend, Gomez, who loves Dragon Ball Z, and a while back, several years ago, I like...
There's a new movie coming out, by the way.
Fist forced every episode down my face, and I hated my life for like 2 months. I was like... Goku just killed that motherfucker already. Why does it take 8 episodes to do everything?
He's trying, all right?
He's not trying. He's a terrible father and an adequate husband at best. Runs around with his little,
the husband
really
part.
Short,
the husband part is right,
bald
but he's probably a pretty badass fucking dad. If you were the kid, you'd probably be like, yes, I fucking love my dad.
So, I fucking love my dad that I never see.
No way, he takes his kids all the time with him.
Not until they get a little older.
Tim sent us a meme that was like two guys Pikachu getting into the boxing ring. And they square up, and then the one dude goes, Kamea, no. And the other guy's like, I quit. And they're like, he can't do that. He's like, I don't want to find out. Like, and my immediate thought is, I don't want to wait 30 episodes for him to fucking finish doing it.
I like Dragon
the first
Ball
time Z. The spirit bomb happened, I blowing my fucking brains out. It's like 50 episodes. What? How many episodes is it?
A lot of episodes. It's probably like 4 or 5.
It's like, give me the universe. Nobody could even hold their hands up for that long. That's how many episodes it was.
Oh, but Preacher was good. I really enjoyed it.
Preacher season 2 is amazing.
Yeah. The first one was good, but I didn't understand what the... I still don't understand.
It's a standalone
but
thing.
It is. It doesn't build anything.
Off the comics a lot. Like, it's not the same thing as the comic books, but it's a good show.
Yeah. Watch it. You got a lot of shit to watch.
Not Dragon Ball Z. Fuck that.
No. I like when we watch the same thing, because then I can see what you feel about it. You watch way too many different things, and then I'm like, fuck, I don't know. I can't get his opinion on things. That's why.
You can. It'll just be like, nah, I hate that.
Well, I mean, The Walking Dead. You're not caught up on The Walking Dead. I know you like The Walking Dead.
That's my own fault. I just fell behind on it again.
So you know. Sounds like you know.
Yeah. Who doesn't know? Okay, A...
Spoilered for me. Super upset about it, but I did watch it.
His dad spoiler alerted that. Like... By blasting him on Twitter the way he blasted him on Twitter, like, that got spoiled.
I'd be like, Dad, fucking relax. Jesus.
So that's what I genuinely think is happening, is that he got bit by a person.
Yeah.
Like.
We know the kind of person that bit him.
Yeah, a whisperer.
They haven't been. All right. He just thrown it out. I was going to.
No.
I was going to talk about it a little bit. No. I'm just like, a fucking whisperer, all right? You don't read the comics, you don't know what the fuck that is.
Exactly.
But. I think that's what happened. Or I have heard people say it, that they want some kind of possibility of closure for at least the TV show, so perhaps he's immune. I could see that happening. Because the comic, I don't think you can just run off forever.
Supposedly he's been bitten, in the time of the show, it's been at least a couple of days, I would assume. And usually by that time, you're fucking fevering, and the bite looks fucking way terrible.
He looks pretty feverish at the end of the show, at the end of the episode.
Yeah, well, he just got fucking bombed, and I mean, he just went through a bunch of shit, so he's probably like, fuck,
fucking
love Negan,
died. By the way. This is like one of those episodes where they do like the slow-mo, like super serious of all their faces, and they get to Negan, and he's fucking laughing. It just cracks me up so much.
I love him. A lot of people say he's boring. I love Negan, man. Yeah.
He's a complicated character.
It's just because this season and him have to be fleshed out a lot more. I think it's not just like, he's a bad guy. You know, you got to figure out why he is how he is. But
what I find fascinating is the same people that are shitting on how much they hate Carl are upset that this right? is happening. It's like, are you kidding me? Like,
I saw you say you should have died fucking 4 seasons ago, you fucking liar.
Like, I hate, there's a certain level of fandom, like, I enjoy a lot of things, and I can get really passionate about a lot of things.
Yeah.
But when you have, like, source material, and you're making something from source material, it's always going to be different. Because there's just different limitations and things. There are things you can't gun down a baby on TV.
Oh, you
that
can.
That shit happens in the comics. Like,
you shouldn't, but you could.
I'm just saying, like, you would lose almost all your
views. Yeah, yeah. It would turn some people off.
If this pans out. See, and that's the other thing is...
But this is the thing, though. I don't think it was necessary at all right now. And I think either way that it goes, I don't think people will be happy about it.
There's a group of people who usually rip the show before it comes out, and then they spoil it. And even them, they were like, nah, we're not going to spoil this one. There won't be any spoilers on this episode. So I was like, oh shit, that means
like
something
Carl's
crazy is going to happen.
Because Carl and Jesus are kind of similar in their view, but I believe Carl. Like Jesus, I know he is that way. I just don't believe his character as much. Maybe he hasn't been as round as long.
I don't know. But it wasn't Greg Nicotero, Scott Gimple. He was on The Talking Dead, and they pressed him, you know, does this mean he's going to die? And where you could say like, yeah, the next episode or the next two episodes are about his journey until he dies, blah, blah, blah. He skirted around the issue, which, you know, it makes you think, well, fuck, maybe he's not going to die. Maybe this is just a ploy to get you to tune in next, you know, when it comes back.
So what's weird about it is there's all these articles that talk about there's this inside rumor that the kid that plays Carl got fired, you know, and that he had just bought a house in Georgia because he had just been told that he was going to be on the show for three more years, right, and on and on and on. So that rumor didn't happen until after the episode came out.
Yeah.
And then
because his dad.
And then his dad put him on blast, right? And his dad seems to be the source of the rumor. And a part of me wonders if his dad watched the episode, called his son, and is like, what is going on? And his son had to just lie to his dad and be like, yeah, they fired me.
Or his son doesn't know.
Huh?
I mean, that's one way to keep it to secret, is not even tell the actors. He's like, you got bit. We'll see what happens.
Oh, that would be really crazy.
Carl's like, fuck. Like, that's not my real name. My real name's not Carl.
His dad was like, you know.
But I don't know your real name, Carl.
He's like, fuck Gimple. And like, I yeah. don't trust that
he's
guy.
He's like, how dare AMC. You fire my son like, 2 weeks before his birthday? And
yeah,
blah, blah,
just
blah.
Like shit down their necks. And I wonder if like that's a giant misunderstanding.
I don't understand the hating a character. And then hating that they're killing him off, too. Because
I don't
hated,
understand that either.
I hated Rick's wife.
Lori.
And I can't even remember her name. I hated her so much. I was happy as shit when she died. Like, I was like, thank God. This annoying two-timing bitch is off the show. Like, I just couldn't get behind her anymore. I was like...
She wasn't two-timing. She thought her husband was dead.
No, no, no. So I agree with it to a point. But then once your husband's alive and he's like a... Not even being like a dick, struggling to come to terms with what you've done, and you don't back him. You're a whore, like at that point. Like that episode where he's like, fuck, he's going crazy, and he like yells at everybody in the campfire, and she knows why, and he walks off after he just killed his best friend, because his best friend fucked his wife, and his wife fucked his best friend, and now his best friend went crazy, and she's like, you did what? And then walks off. Like, I was like, fucking kill her now. I'd have blown her head off from the back if I was Rick. Like, boom, bitch, it's my world.
Boom.
Wow.
I told you, this is Rick's world now. That didn't happen, and then Carl had to kill him.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly how the Savior started. Just Negan's just like, it's my world now.
Yeah, I probably the show about me being Rick would not be as interesting. More people would die.
Just
though.
Killing everybody. Yeah. Well, so what I think if Carl ends up dying, so there's a point in the comic book where Rick changes his mind about how he should handle people, how he should handle. People who have wronged him. That's when he, instead of killing Negan, he cages him. Yeah, he puts him in prison. So my feeling is that because a couple episodes before this, Carl is like, we can't just kill everybody. Like, we can't keep living that way. There has
Actually,
to be an after.
It's in this episode.
It might have been. I just watched it. I think the long speech though is in the previous episode because I think that's more like a flashback to what they're doing.
Could have been.
But he says, you know, we've got to, like, at some point we have to stop just killing everybody that doesn't agree with us, you know what I mean? And I feel like if he really does die, this is the point where he's like, okay, I can't kill Negan, you know? My son's death wasn't for not, it wasn't, I have to learn something from it. And I think if he ends up dying, that's the point where Rick is like, okay, then we'll have to start figuring something else out.
Could be. I don't know if the show's there yet to kill Carl, if it's at that point.
I don't. It's a huge deviation from the fucking comic book because Carl's still alive.
Carl's
it's
an important
huge,
part of the
book. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big
I'd
deviation.
I'd say one of the most important parts.
But who
Hard
knows?
To do while
I mean,
dead.
I mean, Daryl could take that place. You know what I mean. Not as in a weird son way, but as just as the character. You know what I mean.
That's true. Daryl could kind of step up.
Oh no!
Even though Daryl's being a little bitch right now too.
Yeah, everybody has to go through that. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to be daddy from time to time. Not everybody gets to be daddy. Everybody doesn't get to be daddy. Pouts a little bit, and then you go back to all right. I get it.
Yeah, you're in charge. I'm sorry. Oh no, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And of course, it's the mid-season finale, so right. We get to wait like 800 years for the next
February.
Episode.
Fucking pieces of shit. Speaking of zombie stuff, have either of you guys seen The Girl with All the Gifts?
No.
Okay, well, I'm not going to talk about it then.
No, talk about it.
It's an Amazon Prime movie. I don't know where the fuck it came out. It's just a really interesting take on the zombie like theme, where the zombie virus ends up being a fungal mutation, I think, from mushrooms.
Okay.
That's slowly turning humanity into like a dispersal unit for mushrooms, while also being zombies.
So
but there are second-generation zombies
that were in the wombs of the mothers when they became zombies. And I don't know if I want to talk about that part. They become half zombie, half people. Like, the zombies dormant in them, but they're people. And whenever they get around other people or living things, they kind of zombie out. But when they're just around each other, they're smart and human-like. So it's like a stage of human development that's also a zombie movie.
That's really interesting.
Like, it's really good. It's really well acted.
The Girl with All the Gifts?
Yeah, it's The Girl with All the Gifts. It has some, like, big actors in it, too. It's kind of crazy. Glenn Close is in it, which is fucking weird. Yeah. But it's a great movie. I don't want to say more about it, because if you guys actually watch it,
it'll ruin it.
Yeah, kind of. Well, it'll just ruin, like, parts that are really good.
Nice.
We've been going for an hour and a half, my friend.
Want to take a break?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
We're going to talk about Men in Black.
Men in Black. Come back with our pop culture classic.
Mm-hmm. We are the Men in Black. Men in Black.
You know, we got to a different era when they just stopped having Will Smith do songs after all the movies he was in.
Right.
They're just like, enough with your songs, Will Smith.
I don't want to pay you to be an actor and a fucking musician.
Pursuit of Happiness doesn't need a theme song, bro.
I'm going to be really disappointed if Bright doesn't have a theme song.
Bright looks so fucking good.
It does. It looks really good. It looks
so fucking good.
Yeah, I was going to be oh shit, I don't know what he's going to say here.
I'm going to be super disappointed if there's not a Will Smith theme song at the end of it.
I hope it's just Here Comes the Men in Black.
And it was cool. That's what I love about fucking about San Diego Comic Con, man.
NYPD.
You get to see all of that shit.
It means knock your punk ass down.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to break.
This is cartoonist and illustrator Xander Cannon, and you're listening to Outside the Long Box.
Hello from the children of planet Earth.
Join me, Chris the Moleman, on the couch to explore the mysteries, conspiracies, weird histories, the unexplained, and the strange of the Couch Potato Files. New show every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Listen live at couchpotatofiles.com.
Well, we're waiting for Doyle.
There we go.
Okay, so Juan fucked up.
So
we just recorded for about 30 minutes, and it was playing instead of recording.
Nice.
So Juan fucked up.
Hopefully you didn't record over.
No, I tested it. It didn't. So we're going to do just a brief summary of Men in Black, I think.
Well,
so,
yeah, we'll talk about it a little bit still. So, because there's things I wanted to say.
You're going
to
listen to, Yuri, just listen to the trailer.
And today we're going to talk about 1997's Men in Black, directed by... Directed by Barry Sonnenfeld, starring Tommy Lee Jones, Will Smith, Vincent D'Onofrio, and several other people. Rip Torn.
Torn Rip.
I think is the other one that I brought up last time we recorded before.
And the girl. Who's the girl?
She's
famous too. I don't know her name.
Her name is Linda
Fiorona or something like that.
Fiorentino. She was also in Dogma, After Hours.
Oh, she's the main girl in Dogma.
Yeah. That's why she's famous.
Mira.
She was in Charlie's Ghost with Cheech Marin.
I hate Cheech Marin.
No, you don't. He's hilarious. You're not allowed to dislike him because he's Mexican. Will Smith didn't believe that Steven Spielberg was on the other end of the line when the executive producer first called him to talk with him about Men in Black.
He thought it was going to be like E.T.
After reading the script, Will Smith also didn't want to accept the role, but his wife Jada Pinkett Smith convinced him to take it. Tommy Lee Jones only accepted the role of Kay after Steven Spielberg promised the script would improve. He had been disappointed with the first draft, which he felt did not capture the tone of the comic book. And then John Landis was offered the chance to direct the movie but declined because he said it was basically the Blues Brothers with aliens. He has since said that he was wrong and regrets turning down the film. I mean... Wouldn't you feel like an asshole if you turned down Men in Black?
What a dummy.
I feel like an asshole all the time, so yeah.
So, since we're doing like kind of a foreshortened version of this, we can all agree that this movie was awesome.
And amazing.
That it holds up really, really well for a movie that came out from 1997.
Amazing.
Sorry, I just pooed a third of my body weight. Instantaneously. Like, I sat down. It started like a slow...
Johnny's already dropping weight for the competition, man.
It started like a slow poo, and then like a bigger poo was behind it. Like, get the fuck out the way.
Move, bitch. Yeah. Get out the way.
Yes, it was amazing, by the way.
Men in Black, better than that.
So, the thing that my biggest takeaway from it is this is like the...
the precursor to all the other Marvel movies. This is based on a Marvel comic book as well. And it has like all of those elements that are now like integral to like the major Marvel movies. It's funny. It's got emotional moments. It's got great action. It's got great special effects. And it's like just kind of the top tier of everything
that's
out there. It's got Will Smith. I am still.
Is Will Smith going to be. Oh, wait, he already is in another comic book movie series.
Shazam!
It's Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not Shazam. That's
that's The Rock.
That's the alternate universe. Wait, no. I was thinking of Shaq.
Ooh, man, this got confusing fast.
That's a way different
that alternate universe. That poop rattled my brain, I tell you that. Taking me back.
So, I think we just ended up giving this all thumbs up, and then we talked about what we were going to watch next.
Yeah.
But this movie's fun. It's super amazing. If you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth watching. I'm super annoyed that Juan lost all that content because it was funny and there were callbacks to Steve and John.
Gonna beat your ass, John.
And he's just gonna beat Steve's meat.
Steve has to agree to that. I'm not about abusing that line between two male friends and two male friends that beat each other up. I need written consent.
Oh, written consent even.
Notary. And so, notary. Also what we call a callback. Steve.
So, next episode we are doing our year-end wrap-up, which I'll talk about briefly after this. And then the next episode's pop culture classic, we're going to watch Primer. Juan was talking about how into time travel movies he is lately.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And which shows. Is cool, which is great. Like, time travel movies can be really
fun. See, that stuff I'll record it.
But Primer is definitely, like, probably the cult classic
of,
like,
time travel. It's two guys, movies. Right?
Yeah, it's two dudes, like, the movie...
Just beating each other off.
They have written contracts.
They do have written
contracts. They just keep going back in time to see who can start first.
They're like, crazy. I'll beat you off first.
Yeah. Ultimate blue balls.
Oh, it's great. Like, it's a great movie. It's basically gay porn.
So it was one movie that when I... Because I looked up, like, great best time 100 travel. Movies time yeah. travel. Like,
talk about clickbait. Top 10 time travel movies.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a pyramid of good time travel movies, at the top sits Primer and Time Cop. Directly yeah, next to each you, other.
Where's Back to the Future?
Oh, it's clearly in fifth place. Yeah. Behind Back to the Future 2 and 3.
I just can't back a guy who has Parkinson's. I'm sorry.
Oh. Wow.
Didn't see that coming, you shaky bastard. Should have gone to the future.
Wow. We need to limit the amount of people who are on our show, I feel like.
Once again, the
the views of the individual are not those held by thinking honestly, outside the long box.
I love people with Parkinson's. Right? I got a lot of friends with Parkinson's.
Oh, God.
I got a friend with Parkinson's.
You hug someone with Parkinson's, too. They shake a little bit. Makes you feel good inside.
You give them a hug.
Wow.
And then after that, we are going to watch
Chud.
Doyle's next pick. Oh, God. We should watch Chud sometime.
No, I don't even know what hilarious. That is, but no.
What was your pick again?
The Interview.
Oh, that's right.
Seth Rogen.
I don't really forgot.
Did you get weeded in between?
No, I'm just such a stoner that I forgot. We're going to have side-by-side reviews of The Interview. Juan watching The Interview sober and me watching it stoned out of my mind.
I said with Seth Rogen, but James Franco actually might be better than Seth Rogen in that movie.
Oh, dude, I would agree. James Franco is actually a really good actor.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, I agree.
We were joking about people having range earlier, but like, Franco has, like, legitimate range.
He's
like,
a good actor, for sure.
Like, 11/22/63 versus The Interview, both amazing, both great things. Two totally different things, like...
Oh, wow. So. Who's Jason Wells? Does anybody know Jason Wells here?
No.
No? Well, he just pledged $25 to our Patreon as we're talking.
Oh, well, Jason's gonna... be able to force us to watch shitty movies as well.
Wasn't there another $25 package? Which one did you take?
I don't know. It just says you received a new $25 pledge.
Pledge. I pledge.
Of a regent. To the long box.
To the wrong box. Oh, man. I don't know why I keep going.
Not the wrong box, guys. That are long, bro.
Yeah, screw the long box.
Oh, man, that's fucked up.
Oh, that'd be hilarious if it was them.
By the way,
have
I listened to their
anything, by the way?
No, I haven't.
I listened to their podcast, and it is
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
I know.
You guys should stop.
No, I know. I've listened to it, too.
Like, so I'm going to put it out there. I've talked to 4 different lawyers at this point, and
they promoed that Kevin Smith was in an episode of their show when they clearly ran up to him with a microphone after he was coming out of one of his spoken word shows. It's like, Kevin Smith, say the name of our show. They promoed one of their shows as having him in it when it's just them ambushing him for an ad bump. Yeah. Like, he's all, what is the name of your show again? I was like, stop saying that name. That's not the name of your fucking show.
You guys should steal that and put it in your opening song. Just him saying the name, though.
I think that would be worth my time.
It's actually your.
So I've spoken to. So I have a customer who bought a truck for his son.
Juan sells cars, yeah. By the way.
I do. I sell cars. I didn't know.
Honda, Greeley, and Greeley, Colorado.
I wasn't sure if I'd put that out here yet, but his father is a lawyer, and I got his son a job. The dad was like, apparently the kid was having a baby, and the dad is like, he needs a job, and just randomly out of nowhere, he's like, hey, are you guys hiring? And I thought he was talking about him, and I was like, Aren't you a fucking lawyer? Like, why do you want to come work for us?
Fuck the law. I got to sell cars. My passion.
So I got Hondas. Him a job.
Just Hondas.
I got the son a job, and now the mom and dad are like, oh, thank you. So they're helping me. And so I talked to 3 other lawyers, and then she uses a place called Rocket Lawyer, where you pay $600 per trademark, and a lawyer walks you through it, and it's cheaper than going to a local lawyer.
Rocket Lawyer also commonly supports podcasts. Rocket Lawyer.
I know.
We need you.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. They all
do
have
they really?
Sponsors except for us.
Oh.
I can't imagine
some
why.
Some of them are.
Dick and balls.
Hey.
But, so for 12.
MeUndies, we're looking at you. Only you can contain us.
Rocket Lawyer, you know how to support us when we get into some serious
MeUndies.
Shit from saying horrible
MeUndies
things.
MeUndies can't contain me. I'm just saying.
Oh. So. That sounds like a dare.
I wish I could say the same,
but
it's not true.
For $1,200, that $1,200 or $1,300, at some point next year, hopefully I'm going to get it all done. But I need to get the store out first. So, cause you have to prove use of the logo on
nice.
Stuff.
Very cool.
So I need to get the fucking product out, which is almost done. So we were,
brick and mortar?
It didn't,
once?
No,
once?
No, no, no,
okay,
online.
Like...
So if you just do brick and mortar from every lawyer I've talked to, if it's just like one singular store, they're like, don't spend the money and get a federal trademark. Just do the Colorado one. As soon as you have an online presence where you're going to sell to everybody, that's when you want to do it.
So,
because then gotcha. then you can protect it from everybody else.
Quick behind-the-scenes technical question. Once you get the glassware figured out for the store, if we just start doing other things, it's basically going to be plug-and-play. It'll be a little easier
correct.
To set up.
Yeah. So
I am like 90% of the way through giving you a, hey, this is what it would take to do like shirts and hats.
Okay. So the problem was that when you would when you'd add things to the cart, it would double up the shipping. So I called PayPal and I was like, how do I fix this? And she said, do by weight. So I had to weigh everything. So now everything from a certain weight is one shipping. And you know, anything above that is obviously more. So we're moving forward on it, is I guess the long end
moving
to this fucking
up,
story. So
did you use Squarespace to make your website?
No. I used Albert Burge.
Well, that's a potential sponsor.
Can I use Squarespace? I like eating food, all of the various food places.
Damn.
I could use a new mattress, Casper.
I like, tried to give you a new mattress and a fucking frame,
oh,
and
I'm,
you wouldn't
I'm
take
kidding.
It.
I'm just
son of a bitch.
Trying to get
I'm courting
sponsorship.
Sponsors, you piece of shit.
We talk about fucking. Casper makes beds that people fuck in.
That's true.
Most definitely.
Do you want to have the most comfortable fucking experience
yeah.
of your life?
Memory foam. You
well, then go to
Casper.com. Into a memory foam bed? I haven't. I'm just saying. It holds its shape nicely. Steve. I'm sorry, Steve.
He's gonna fucking hate your ass. We're gonna get. He's gonna be like, I want to be on the next fucking show. Like,
Gabe started this. He told me we were enemies, and I was just doing what I was told.
I didn't even say that. He fucking said that.
Juan said it. I'm just acting like stuff. Like Gabe said it.
I
we're
did,
going down.
I did say it.
I don't remember who said it, Steve.
It was me.
But we're doing this.
It was me.
Well, anyway, thanks to our new Patreon supporter.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Producer. So it's the same one as Doyle. Oh. Jason Wells.
Getting all up in my business. But that's cool. We need you.
We could call
I think there's only two, right?
Yeah, there's only two producers.
That
spots.
Was the two spots.
We could call him Jason because yours is yours duh or the?
I think it's the.
Is I don't remember. T-H-A. I got to look at the shirt.
You fucker.
I didn't choose it. You did. And when I wear the shirt, it's on the back. I can't fucking see it.
I can't see it.
And every time I wear it, people are like, you produce things? And I'm like, not really.
You do.
I mean,
that is exactly what a producer does. Gives money, tells people what to do. Here's my money. Now watch this, monkey.
I guess I produce things.
So, Men in Black, thumbs up.
Oh, yeah, thumbs up for sure.
Great film. Will Smith, you are a sexy man.
Oh, man. So
again,
so
if there's not a theme song to Bright during the credit sequence, I will be significantly irritated.
So,
if anybody knows Will Smith and get him on the show, I mean, I know none of you probably
do. We'll have
to
be like, hey, I'm thinking about joining Scientology.
If we get Tom Cruise up in here, and that would be interesting. Gabe interviews the Cruise.
I'd be like, so, Mr. Cruise, I hate your movies.
You would not, because I would punch you right in the fucking face.
Dude, I would have to at some point tell Tom Cruise that I don't like his movies.
No,
just tell him to get.
No. We're not. Dude. You're not getting that interview. We're not. I'm not reaching out to people who you're gonna fucking annoy.
Thanks
no,
for
but
doing
you do.
The
you do. A
the
great,
money sucked.
You do a great interview, and at the end, you go, "Can you just stop making films?"
No, no. All right.
I loved it.
I would never
right.
do that. Anyway,
next episode.
Next episode is
I
our
like Tom Cruise, but
is our third annual year end wrap up, and we'll be talking about six.
Wrap it.
You,
before
we want,
you tap it.
We want you guys to present us with five separate things.
It's very easy. Just go find the Homer Simpson post on our
six.
Feed.
But we want...
No, we, five.
Five.
No, the sixth is the supporting old. At Patreon. So. Oh. We really need your money.
So we want your best movie that you watched
I know,
this
they
year.
Do.
Your favorite TV show, your favorite comic book, your favorite trailer, and your favorite pop culture classic that we covered this year. And then we'll be doing, John and I will be doing our favorite thing from 20 years ago. Or 10 years ago. I forget
one
which.
Of the two. One we'll of
that's where
out.
I tossed in the joke about his virginity was 10 years ago.
I mean, that kind of directly coincides with the age of his children, so.
Yeah.
No,
Finn's, no,
Finn's
they're not
way
ten.
Younger. Never mind.
I was like, they're like five.
That dude lost his virginity like 4 years ago. Just because you can swim, don't mean you're boys.
So, oh wow!
Beating your ass on the mic and in the pool, coming 2018.
Wow! On that, let's take it to a break.
We're gonna take
a
quick
to
break.
A real
when
break.
We come back, we'll do Old Man, and we'll talk about a little bit of a contest that we're gonna do, and then all the different ways that you can support us on Patreon.com/TOTLB.
Hi, this is Kevin Lee, the writer, producer, and director of World of Darkness, the documentary, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Hello, Hobie listeners. You don't know us, but we know you. I'm Sean.
And I'm Ian.
And we're the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast, better known as the bad guys, the villains of the story, if you will. A feud that we didn't even start. It was started by Jason. All because he called us out. And we retaliated and such. Because, what did we say, Ian?
We got rings, baby.
That's right. We've got rings. And the feud escalated. And now here we are, the bad guys. So here we are petitioning today to be the 2016 Floppy Villains of the Year. And to hear just how villainous we are, check out our show. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Satchel, and any other number of podcasting apps that you may find out there. Jeez, I can't even talk. That's how villainous I am. So there you go. Go ahead. Give us a listen.
Go Steelers.
John, you're a son of a bitch.
Oh, we were recording that.
That was all one.
And we're back.
That fucking recorded.
I love you, John. Thanks for doing all those comics for me. Really appreciate that.
Did you switch your whole pool to him?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I go to John. He's a good guy.
I go to John too.
That's why I go to him, because he's a good guy.
You know,
guy.
We were talking about that on the way up.
That's
here,
why
that John is not. John's not just like a comic book shop owner. He's like the guy that is personable enough that you can talk with him about anything. It doesn't have to be comic books. You can just be friends with him. He never does the weird standoffish, I know more about comic books than you do thing. Like, he's just, he's a new breed of comic book shop owner, and it's fucking amazing.
So when he called into Questionable Calls, which we do every Friday from 9:30 Mountain Time to 10:30 Mountain Time.
You can find it on Facebook.
You can find it on Facebook, Questionable Calls, or on Skype.
Incidentally, I came up with that name, and I'm super excited about that.
Came up with a name, not a part of the show.
He can be. All he's got to do is call in.
I just haven't called in yet.
But I was a little drunk, because I usually, Friday night, that's the time. Because
I should get weed.
I don't edit that show or anything. I'm just there. So I was drinking three or four beers, and I told him.
Three or six beers.
It got a little deep there for a little bit. I was literally like, I've known him for fucking almost 10 years at this point, more maybe, and I was telling him, you know, you're the fucking, if the zombie apocalypse happened, I would want you by my side, bro, because I love you. That's all right, I'm okay with that.
Me too.
I heard you were talking shit, John. You don't know how I float, bro. I just gotta learn how to paddle, and we're good to go.
Big ass fucking floaties.
Dude, we gotta get some swimming goggles and a shower cap. The works.
We'll go down, we'll do this.
I know, it's gonna be amazing.
But
I'm gonna get some webbing to go between my nipples. I'm taking this to a different level. You don't understand.
I can't wait for this shit to happen.
Surgically engineer my nutsack to be a web. There's webs everywhere. Yeah.
It's the noise my balls make when I jump up and down.
Dolphins, bitch.
But aside from the ball talk.
On Questionable Calls.
Well, no, that's just, that's, it goes to what you were saying.
A Baron Space Production.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
With Albie.
And Juan. Don't forget Juan, bitch.
You're on it, but.
And a various cast of other fucking pieces of shit.
You come for the Albie, you're a little bit of the Juan. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The Juan is the best one, so fuck you.
It's the best one.
But it goes beyond that. You know, like you said, he's a good guy, and that's really why I spend my
money.
We go to fucking Parker every third time.
Every third episode, yeah.
Sometimes they go. I go sometimes too.
Dude,
you've gone every time, I think.
Every time we go to Parker, there's always a big group of people there because people just like... I mean, people come to John's shop just to hang out. And they also, like, keep the shop running by, like, having their poles there and stuff.
And
like,
having the casting couch in the front.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Where we recorded maybe the most amazing Patreon video of all time.
Maybe that's
why. I know.
That's why Jason gave us money.
I better give them money because they're about to kill John.
The second most amazing.
Oh, man.
The one where I beat John off with a Hellboy hand, I think, is the most amazing. But evidently, we can't air that one on Patreon.
Why?
I don't know what you're
always
about.
Scared of putting shit on Facebook too. It does. It's
what
so weird to me.
About?
When we did the dildo thing, hitting me in the face.
Oh, I was like, we never actually beat John off with a Hellboy.
No, I know. But I was
the chafing alone would be.
I was like, let's
miserable.
Put it on Facebook. Nah, they'll take it down. So fucking what?
No,
put it on Facebook.
I don't want to put something on Facebook that Facebook's just going to automatically take
down.
I don't care. Because it's a waste of time.
No,
and
send it to me then.
And
I'll fucking put it up.
It was a waste of my battery. So. Because it was the end of DCC, and my phone was like almost...
John, dead. If you want to do the video where I beat you off with the Hellboy, do it.
And we did get a copyright violation on the YouTube video.
Worth it.
For what?
The Sarah McLachlan
For using the
music.
Sarah McLachlan song.
But they don't take it down. It's still up.
Because
it
it's
just
too
says,
short.
It says that they can put advertising on it if they want, but it's you can't monetize it.
Yeah.
Sure. Sarah McLachlan, just get off our ass, all right?
Even though we are technically monetizing it.
No, not really. Shut up. Fuck.
Sorry. Just support us, Casper.
You don't know
Casper.
How to be on the down low. Shit.
Just support us, Casper. I don't smoke weed.
Casper? We're still talking about mattresses.
It's a damn good mattress. I slept on one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you really?
I've never slept on one.
I have a buddy who has one. I took a nap at his house. Super good.
He woke
never
up 2 days
on a
later.
Mattress, but I hear if they sponsor you, they send you one. Hint, hint, hint.
Maybe.
I hear that it comes in this tiny little crazy box.
Right.
And then you undo
it.
Boom.
You slide it into your room, and then you just like. I basically unzip it. And it's like,
and they take away your old bed for a small fee. This is an ad, Casper. You can have more
good,
of these.
See how good we are at this.
This is a TSD ad.
I know. It is like a 10-minute ramble about bullshit.
He started talking about how he just started fucking the snacks.
Oh, Nature Box.
Nature Box.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually did. They're good.
See? We could be making money off of these people.
The I don't think Nature Box goes with that, you guys. I mean, no offense.
Nature Box goes no with offense. Tell Them Steve Dave. Come on.
That's true, yeah.
And Tell they them talk Steve about Dave some actually, crazy shit.
They go pretty offensive, too.
Yeah, but they have a shit ton of followers.
Yeah.
We also know Kevin Smith. We don't know any of the Kevins. We don't know any Smiths.
No, I know a Jerry Smith.
Okay.
Like,
not nearly as popular. But
he's not, but I know him.
Yeah.
So, Old Man Pick, it's, what is it, like a week before Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all through the house, not a creature was stirring.
Except for my big dick. What? Oh, wow. Wait, that's the Andrew right. Dice Clay
Well, there
version.
Goes all of the fucking sponsorships.
No, anyway, so it's like a week before Christmas, and I was thinking about it. Like, what's, like, the coolest Christmas gift you guys remember getting?
When I coolest, was younger, like, I got two Rocky action figures. One was Rocky beat up, and one was Rocky in,
like, not beat up.
Pre-fight condition from my grandma.
Nice.
I think that is the most fun I can remember having.
Did you make Rocky present. Beat Rocky up?
Oh, yeah. Rocky beat the shit out of Rocky up for years.
I feel like you're a traumatized young child.
Yeah.
How about you? What was the coolest Christmas gift you remember getting?
I don't know, buddy. That's hard. Because we were poor, so I never really got anything. I mean, we got a bike one year, but I don't know if that was really cool. Probably my fucking 64-inch TV that my in-law gave me is probably the coolest.
That's a pretty cool Christmas
TV.
Gift. Yeah. It doesn't have to be.
They're usually pretty cool.
I marry a white girl.
So I know, right? Right?
Yeah. College, why you think I did that?
College is all taken care of already. None of my pockets, so I'm good there.
Stop
so
selling meat. Start slanging meat.
We were talking about lists earlier. I don't do lists because I'm at the point in my life where I can, and I don't want this to sound arrogant, but we can buy things that we want through the
right.
year.
Sure.
So
same
I don't.
Thing here.
Right. Right. So there's not a.
We can't,
so
but I do.
So, so everything on my list Sorry, is Mel. Like fucking expensive. Like I want a new phone or I want a bigger TV or blah, blah, blah. So I don't. They just give me Amazon gift cards now. But the big TV is probably one of the cooler gifts I've gotten.
So everybody kind of probably remembers a little bit of this. When you were like a little kid, and this is like my old man pick. When you were a little kid, there was that one box under the tree. Like, and it didn't have to be big. It didn't have to be, you know, something crazy size. But you just like that gift was yours. It had your name on it. You knew it was yours. And you're like, is this it? Is
that,
this the
but
thing?
But that one box was fucking 50-50 sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it was
time.
Sometimes it was like underwear, you know, like sometimes it was socks, but there was not every year, but like probably every few years, there was always that one box under the tree, like specifically at my grandparents' house where I was like, oh, holy shit, this is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot wait to open that giant box, right? I remember this one year at my grandma's house, my mom's mom's house, there was a box that was probably like 2 foot by 2 foot by 2 foot. Like, it was a big-ass box, and it had my name on it, and I could not, you know, my grandma would do this thing where she would hand me, like, the JCPenney's, like, Christmas catalog and just say, circle all the things that you want. And so I would get to like the G.I. Joe page and circle the whole G.I. Joe page, or get to like the Star Wars page and circle the whole Star Wars page. So I had like no idea what was in this giant box because I'd circled so much shit in the JCPenney's catalog that there was no way I could parse together what this thing was going to be, right? Yeah. So I tear it open and it is the motherfucking Ewok village, dude. It was one of the coolest Christmas gifts I've ever received, nice. Right? I played with that thing till it was fucking broken. I mean, I played with it and played with it and played with it. Starch, like G.I. Joe killing Ewoks with the Transformers, or, well, GoBots because I was poor, like running roughshod over, like, you know, AT-ATs that I'd made out of cardboard.
Time.
Optimus time.
No, it's optimum time.
Bumbleboo. We've spoken about how now in my later years I've been more into entertainment, so I never was attached to anything
right.
like that. So it wasn't – nothing was ever like, yes, I was waiting for this forever. I just never got that when I was younger.
So
I'm at this point in my life where I'm kind of like you. Like, if I want a comic book or something, like, I mean, I probably can't just outright buy a lot of things, but I'll save up and, like, pick up something cool that I want or whatever.
That's a majority of people.
Like, my PS4. Like, you know, I bought my PS4 and now I have it. You know, every once in a while I pick up a game for myself. You know, I got WWE 2K18.
Right. Gotta go on a rant real quick.
Like,
at what point can you stop tacking dollar bills onto video games? I just bought
this conversation, I think, last episode.
Okay, I just bought Injustice 2, and I bought all the things, and I'm just like, it's $100 fucking.
Yeah, like the full
for a game.
So here's
a fighting game that you're pretty much done with 4 hours after you start it.
The full WWE 2K18. If you buy the season pack and like the full game with all the extra downloads and stuff, it's like $85.
Yeah,
but it was on Black Friday on PS Network for I think like $60, which is like the price of the base game. So I was like, okay, like I can do that.
That's reasonable.
It's reasonable, but you got stuff like fucking Battlefront 2. Like, that's buy this game for $60, and then there's, like, another $150 worth of bullshit that you have to figure out.
I just don't get it. Like, so I consider myself, I'm not well off, but because I have no responsibilities, really.
Right.
I feel like I have more expendable money than most people.
Right.
And I cringe at some of this shit.
Because you work a lot of hours, you get paid a decent amount of money, you have zero children, and, like, probably and my rent's no car not, bill, and, like...
No, I own my car.
Yeah.
I own everything that I have, and...
You're basically doing it the smart way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, dude, I cringe when I go to get something like that, where I'm like, I had to buy the PS4. It's like $400 when I bought it, you know?
Yeah.
I bought the Uncharted edition. Worth it. It's good. And you go to buy, like, a game, and you're like, $100 fucking?
Yeah.
Buddy, I was poor when I was little. And so, I know, it's helped me be able to save my money now. But I literally went to buy work socks that were of, I think it was a Marvel Avengers or something like that. And it was literally like $20. And I was like, fuck. It took me 3 weeks to be like, all right, I'm going to spend the money on these fucking socks. Dude, like, I'm so weird when it comes to money. I don't like spending it.
So Mel told me for Christmas, and like, this is going to come back to my point. Like, Mel told me for Christmas, pick out 3 books on your Amazon wish list and pick those up. And I have like the Manara Library books that, you know, originally hardcover, they're like $60. Okay, like through this one website, you can buy them for like $30. But I don't have, it's the, what is the website that you can use to get your comic books really inexpensively?
Comics List?
No, not Comics List, not Comixology.
That I don't know.
God damn it. It's like a monthly service, and you like subscribe to books like you would a pull, but they ship them to you like 3 weeks after the books actually come out. I can't remember what it's called, but they have a trade paperback side and like a graphic novel side of it. And so you can get the books for like $30 from there, but I still don't want to pay $30 for that book.
Right.
Like, I'm still like waiting to find it on Amazon for $15. Like eBay, so I do the same thing. Like,
yeah, it's painful for me. Like, it's, I don't know why, because I find it super easy to be like, oh, it's, you know, my son wants this dumb $10 toy. Cool, get it.
But
for me, it's like, I don't want to spend money on
that's
myself.
The weird thing, though, is like painful. Like, for me, like, I imagine, but I think my mom, who has, like, you know, a billion kids, we didn't have very much money growing up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she could have got a shit today. Like, I don't know how my brother does it, because his fucking kids get all the shit, but...
Oh, we don't buy our kids nothing. They...
Which, honestly, I think has made them into better people. Like, no, usually shitty people get everything.
Yeah.
Wants
no, they get...
Oh, wow.
They get cool.
That's a joke. That's
they get right. cool stuff, but they get like...
One's kids are actually pretty cool.
They'll get like a useful so thing and then some clothes
right.
and then like a book or something like that. So,
you know, on that, we were talking about lists and Juan doesn't get one. My family makes them because we have a bunch of kids in the family. I've put books on a list every year that I made a list. I never got a book. I never got anything remotely on the list that I wanted. She's like, here, waste your time.
We should have done a white elephant gift between us.
Oh, we should have.
We still could.
Yeah.
For like the year end wrap up?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah, Let's do that. All right, cool. All right. We'll finally get him something on a fucking list.
That's a white elephant gift list. That's different. John, I'm literally going to scoop up the dust behind my feet and give it to you. Wrapped up.
So stupid.
I would say the dust behind my feet in a pool, but it doesn't work that way.
Just give him some mud.
Yeah, the water behind
man.
Me.
Oh, man, this is so dumb. You get him a bottle of water.
I'm going to sit in a bathtub and fart, and I'm going to bottle it and send it to you.
Oh, that would be terrible.
It's gross and amazing.
And I know you. That would be a mean fart.
There's nothing pleasant coming out of the backside of me. That's for sure.
Oh, man. So going back to my old man thing. So, you know, my wife and I, when we buy gifts for each other, like, we know what we're getting. Like, we're ordering them off of Amazon. You know, I get all the emails, so I know everything that's coming. Like, I picked my own gifts. She's right. Picked her own gifts, you know.
I like that, though, because...
I do, too. Like, I like knowing what I'm getting.
I don't like to blindly choose and figure out what exactly. My wife wants. So I'm just like, tell me what you want.
I honestly don't like getting gifts. Like, it makes me feel kind of weird.
Because
like,
if
just,
you don't like it, like, how are you supposed to respond?
Even if
to
I
it?
Do like it. Like, so my mom gives me $100 in a wallet every year. It's a great gift. Yeah, I have way too many wallets. But it still feels awkward every time I get it. You know what I mean? I'm like, thanks,
Mom.
Yeah.
So here's my old man pick. I miss a little bit Christmas anticipation. It's not even like, it doesn't even have to be a great gift, but like, I never get a surprise anymore. Sure. Like, nobody ever like hands me a surprise gift and says, hey, I was thinking about you, I got you this thing. Even like a gift card or something that's just kind of like, you know,
something you didn't see coming.
Something I didn't see coming, because, you know, I know that my friends are going to give me gifts. I know I'm going to get gifts for like my friends. You know, I know that kind of stuff is going to happen. You know, I know exactly what my wife is getting me because I picked it out and like pressed click, you know, put it in the shopping cart, you know. So it's just there was that moment, and I'm never going to get that back. Like, even if somebody were to surprise me with a gift today, I'm never going to get that back because I'm not a little kid anymore.
Right.
I'm just going to say, oh, thanks. That was really thoughtful of you. I really appreciate it. Rad. But there's not a moment where I'm going to sit in front of the Christmas tree for like a half an hour staring at a box thinking, oh, that thing is huge. What the fuck is
still
in there?
I do that because
I'm
of my in-laws.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, you married a wife.
No, I actually do it with my kids, too. Because
kids, you should do it to a degree with your kids.
This is what's cool. It's like I don't get that feeling, but I get to watch them have that feeling.
And that's fun.
Like, Ashton's not here, so I can say this. We got Ashton a longboard. Because he's been asking for one. But so he's going to have this box that's like 3 foot tall and like a foot wide. And he may be able to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to figure out.
You should just wrap the paper around the board.
So Mel talked about getting some cardboard and like making a bike frame out of cardboard and wrapping that up so that when he opens it, it's a skateboard. I was like, that is a genius idea, but that is a lot of fucking work.
Someone who works 12 to 16 hours a day, I would be like, fuck that.
As somebody that loves pranking his kids, I feel like it might be worth my time, but
that would be amazing.
But I mean, so I get to live a little bit vicariously through my kids with that. But I mean, I miss that.
Because then you're like, oh, I can't wait for them to open
I can't
this.
Wait for them to open. Yeah. I can't wait for them to be excited. And hopefully he doesn't open his longboard and go, oh. You know, but I'm just kidding.
I wanted that weeks ago, Dad.
Yeah.
But our kids...
I've moved on to shortboards now.
Our kids are...
shortboards.
I think a little more normalized.
I think they're just skateboards at that point.
Average, you know, middle school, high school kid. Like, they seem to be a little... They're better at pretending if they like something if they don't like it, I guess, what I'm trying to say. So
they're very grounded kids, too.
They're not spoiled brats.
Fuck them. No, I'm just kidding. I love
what?
Your
Jesus.
Kids. I love your kids.
But yeah, so Christmas anticipation. I miss it. Get to watch it in my kids. But, I mean, I'll never have that again. I'm not a little kid, so...
But we get excited about other things now.
We do get excited about other things. Yeah. Like, oh, did you see the trailer for that? Dinosaurs and motherfucking volcanoes.
And my son's like, come on.
Come on, Dad.
Stop.
That's too much. Volcanoes.
It's Iceman. Bro.
Wrap my fucking gift, bitch.
It's Iceman.
It's a T-Rex. What the?
T-Rex. T-Rex always eating shit. Who cares?
So... We have giveaways. We're doing contests
or
something.
Yes, so let's talk about this. So we've talked about
puppy power
a little tiny bit this episode.
Can I see the...
I think the last episode I was on, I mentioned it.
Take a picture of it.
I believe.
Oh, I thought we were not revealing what the comic was.
No, we're revealing it, just not... telling. I can't reveal what we're not revealing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So we've talked about a little bit this episode. We want to have the Aquaman versus Namor official showdown, with the official avatar of Aquaman, of course, being John Garnett.
John.
Of Hall of Justice Comics and Collectibles.
Swims and like a bitch.
The avatar of Namor, of course, being Doyle Daniels of Meatpacking Plant, that should probably remain anonymous.
Yeah, he looks like a bitch.
Probably.
Titties like a bitch.
Not too far.
So, we need a few things. We need some swimming/pool-related activities.
I want at least three events, because as much shit as I talk, probably not beating John in the swim off. But I could possibly win other stuff.
Like a water balloon fight, or how many squid
can you
look at?
How do you win a water balloon fight?
Yes. I can eat the shit out of some squid, John.
So can John. He's not afraid of squid.
How many octopus can you hold?
Whatever, I can hold a lot.
John can't.
John has little Trump hands, is that what we're saying?
No, I think John is terrified of octopus.
He is.
Hey, I'm just going to bring an octopus to the pool with me, and it's going to die of chlorine poisoning, but John will definitely lose that race.
I have chlorine.
But anyway, so we're giving away two prizes. We're giving this gigantic
Universe
X poster.
Yeah. Way bigger than I thought it was when I bought it.
Like one of the, it's basically a poster of the connected covers.
Yes.
For one of the big Marvel crossovers about what?
For?
Like maybe 8 years ago?
It's been a while. I'm not exactly sure.
I think it's called Universe X, but yep. First appearance of Lady Thor, like a few other, maybe not the first, because I think the What If Jane Foster Became Thor came first.
Should we start saying first appearance of Jane Foster Thor? Does Lady Thor sound kind of okay?
Fine by
no,
me.
No, I'm curious as an opinion.
I think that's how it gets referred to most of the time, is Lady Thor. Because
that sounds kind of demeaning. I mean, it may not be demeaning, but it does sound a little...
Jane Foster Thor, I'm fine with that. So
we're trying to be progressive here.
Yeah. While we also make horribly racist and like,
we do nothing. We, the hosts of this show, don't do anything.
I say terrible things constantly.
Juan,
they're just not the opinions
not.
Of the show. Just because I'm on the show doesn't
mean... You're
not
blameless, bro.
Bro.
Your wife brought me some biscuits and gravy, and they were good. All right. But let's just say I was pooing real fast afterwards.
My stomach's good, bro. You got a weak little tum-tum.
I do, but they were delicious. I would eat them again. I'd eat them again. Not now, because I'm still full of shit. Hey, literally full of shit.
For the record, before we go home, you're taking a dump, because I don't need you to crap in my car.
No,
you should.
I don't know if I can, but if I can, I will.
You should hotbox his car.
That's not the kind of hotboxing I like.
Oh, the amount of poo that came out of me, I don't think there's actually more poo in there. I think it's just gas now. Yeah.
How's your tranny, by the way?
Fat
oh, luck. Not your tranny, your alternator.
It's good.
Buddy, the next time, just I know mechanics who will do it for me under the table and fucking be cheap.
Well, this was like I was able to get. No, I'll talk to you about it later.
Man.
They don't need to know about my car woes.
Well, I'm just saying.
Only that we need your support at Patreon.com.
No, it's not for that. Don't let anybody think that.
It's not.
Yeah.
So
Gabe's happy walking.
So here's the deal.
Gabe's happy walking.
We have two prizes to give away.
Steve.
What we want you to do.
You didn't tell him what the other prize was.
Oh, the other prize is first issue, first print of Knights of the Dinner Table, which if you're not familiar with this comic, you're basically not an old enough nerd.
No.
Knights of the Dinner Table is basically a comic about dudes that play D&D. It's super, super funny. It's really old school. Like, I mean, it's been around since like the early 90s, I think. Like,
it's a very famous gazebo strip in there.
Yeah,
it's
like
a 90s comic book, so it's not worth anything?
No, that's worth something. Because
it's actually worth something.
It's pretty rare. Like, those are pretty hard to find, so...
won't hate it if you get it, unless
and
you're not
funny.
A nerd or something.
Unless
and I don't
know
why you're fucking entering this competition
or listening to this show for that matter. It's a funny book, like it's a really
nice,
funny book.
Nice, okay.
So those are the two prizes that we're giving away. This is the way you win it. Send us in your list of three events that John and Doyle can compete against each other.
If eating is involved in one of these events, I would enjoy that.
So it sounds like these are not serious events. It's okay if they're comical.
Yeah, they can be comical. Yes. As a matter of fact, we'd probably prefer them to be comical.
Yes.
Because we're probably 100% going to videotape them and put them
they
on
YouTube.
They
can't be eating, bro. You can't swim 30 right after you eat.
No, you have to wait 30 minutes before you swim, but you can't eat while swimming. Loopholes,
that
buddy.
That would be insane. Dude, trying to eat a hot dog while you're fucking swimming.
Yeah, it's a swim off, but you got to eat a cake under the water. Oh. This is going to be messy.
We're going to have to find a private pool. Yeah. Somebody's going to let us do this shit in. But anyway,
we're going to die of chlorine poisoning.
Come up with some.
This is, I don't know how we're going to do this, but I want to preface the fact that if and when we sell tickets to this, it's going to go, it sounds like it's going to go to some kind
of
charity.
It'll go to charity, yeah. Okay. Yes.
We don't know what, and we don't know how much or anything yet. But
yeah, we haven't gotten
I want to put
far.
That out there. I don't want it to sound like we're just trying to get everybody's money.
The entire podcast in a pool of some kind.
So the plan.
Which is dangerous.
The plan right now is that we will do this competition the episode before next year's year-end wrap-up.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay, we're going to plan this out quite a ways.
So there's going to be multiple opportunities to get your voice heard about this.
And there might be other prizes. But right now, we need three
events
that they can compete in.
And if you have a name for the overall event
that is
catchy, compelling, you know, really tells the story of how I'm going to beat John's ass in a pool.
Oh, man. So let us know.
Feasting on the tears of Steve and bringing the two together.
we'll take entries on this for a couple months.
Okay.
Okay. And come up, we'll set an entry deadline and post it on the Facebook page and do all that stuff. But yes. I'm thinking we'll probably take entries on this till February or something like that.
February. Sounds good.
It has an R in it. I say the R. Fuck
Ruerer.
Anyway. God, I hate
Steve.
I fucking hate.
That was perfect. That was fucking
Steve,
extra
Doyle,
perfect.
Doyle said that. That wasn't me. I love you, Steve. You're my friend.
I thought we were friends.
But yeah, so that's the idea. Come up with a name for the competition and or send us three events that they can.
They've
got
to be fucking realistic too.
Yeah,
not like a pole vaulting thing or some shit.
Yeah, it has to be like pool noodle sword fight, pool noodle fight,
or things we could do around the pool or outside of the building.
And have to be
basic rules of the pool apply: no diving in the 3-foot area, no running around the pool.
And they
I don't need the first Mexican killing my ass.
Well, it can be outside, too.
But they
whatever building we're going to do at, I'm guessing we're going to have the ability to go outside.
They have to be somehow, water-related, though. Because
a frozen water balloon fight?
Do you know that no matter where you're at, unless you're in prison, you always have the ability to go outside? You're I assume we'll be able to go outside. We get there, you're in here fucking for I'm like, John,
I
chose
hate Doyle.
So that's how you're going to win this contest.
Nice.
We need ideas, by the way.
And we're giving away. We haven't given away our other prizes because I'm perpetually have a fucking dumb brain. But we're giving those away now.
Yeah, they're getting
the dildos getting sent out and the fucking
mail. Oh, yeah,
the Sandman.
I have to send you the dildo.
Fucking Sandman hasn't gone out yet.
Yeah.
No.
Damn. Who even won that?
Randy.
Salazar.
Yeah.
And now we know why Randy's not a Patreon supporter.
Well, we had
actually, I don't know if he is or isn't.
We had somebody, but I can't go back and figure out who.
I can't find who it was.
And then Randy's video is actually fucking hilarious.
We asked them to contact us, and they never
contacted
us.
I have to see it. I can't. I don't think I've seen that video.
Randy's video? Oh,
yeah.
It's so funny. Very funny. I'll have to show it to you.
Sounds like you deserve these, Randy.
I have the dildo. The one we were giving away. I have it in my car.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in his bedroom, people.
Not the pink dildo.
Got some more than one dildo up there.
Yeah, no, not the Comic-Con dildo. The other one.
Dildo.
Yeah, yeah.
Who right next to the other dildo.
I can't tell you. He wanted to be anonymous. So,
okay.
Fly to the left of the gigantic dildo.
He wanted to be anonymous.
I think I know who it is.
So those are good. Those will go out. But the fucking poster, I don't know anything about the comic book because I'm not old, but the poster is cool as shit.
It's fucking way big.
Yeah.
It's like triple poster size.
It might cover a fucking half a wall.
It's definitely triple poster size.
So I'm excited.
It's like when
for
you buy
shit.
A male prostitute. Never done it. You get him back to your room, way bigger than you think he is. Same thing.
But he's never done it.
Never done it. Steve.
Oh, man.
Take us out.
Okay, so it sounds like we're wrapping up the show. If you want to participate in any of this stuff, the contest, talking with us about pop culture classics, which for the next few episodes are going to be Primer and...
The Interview.
The Interview.
Was there another one?
No.
Oh, because the new guy gets to pick the other one.
Well, yeah. But we don't that too. But we don't have one for the year end wrap up. We never do one
because it's just it ends up being a long episode no matter what.
Because we read. So Joe Keating has sent me picks, and so I mean a lot of people sent me picks. So we usually end up fucking taking forever on this.
Sweet, right? So anyway, next episode is the year end wrap up. So send us. You have like 5 minutes from the time that this releases to send us. You should have seen it on Facebook.
The good thing now is that I have the ability to upload everything and get it all done myself now.
Nice.
I used to have to rely on Albie, and shit would take me a little bit.
Yeah.
And Albie knows he's a little procrastinator, so I can do it all myself now.
We call him Little Nader.
Little Nader, he said. Nader.
Little Bader. Anyways.
Little Bader, Masturbator, Tiny Nader, whatever. Albie's a good guy. Good guy. He's the best. He's the best Albie.
Around.
Yeah. Never gonna go deep, you know? Anyway, so if you want to tell us your picks, you have a couple weeks to get those in, too, for the year-end episode.
No, you don't. Not from when you're hearing this one.
Well, yeah, you have 5 minutes.
From when we're saying it, though.
From when we're saying it. You can find,
but that doesn't matter for you.
We always have to remember we're in the future.
You can find information about that on our Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. You can also interact with us on Instagram or Twitter at @outsidelongbox. You can always send us emails at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. Why are you shaking your head no at me like that?
Oh, no, my eye just was hurting.
Oh, I was like, dude, yeah, was like, what? That's all of the truth. Information is correct right now. Speaking of correct
information, my left
eye
just started bugging out.
There are basically two really good ways that you can support the show. Well, there's really four really good ways you can support the show. The first really good way you can support the show is by telling people that sponsor other podcasts that they should sponsor our podcast.
Yeah.
Looking at you,
tell your friends.
Blue Apron.
The biggest thing you can do is tell your friends. Tell them to listen.
Shut up and let me get to my second
things,
point. So my second point is... One of the best things that you can do to help support the show is to give word of mouth. Tell your friends. If you like this show and you think they're going to like this show, tell them to listen to our show. If they don't know how to listen to a podcast, take their phone.
And break it.
And like break it in half, then buy them a new phone and like show them how to download a podcast.
If you have an Apple, there's iTunes is on your phone already.
Like
just download the podcast.
Stole my phone, buddy.
In a real, real world, almost nobody actually knows what a podcast is still.
Like, it is bizarre. I work with a ton of people, and they're always like, what are you listening to?
Well, but they come from Africa.
I think that is true. 50-60% of people know what podcasts are, though. So if you're enjoying this and you have friends that are enjoying this that don't understand how podcasts work, show them how it works. And then go on to iTunes or Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. It really helps us out. Every review will help us get to the top of lists where people – can see the podcast and understand that we exist, because that's something that needs to happen.
Yes.
To help us monetarily, there's definitely two ways that you can do that. You can go to amazon.totlb.com, which literally takes you to Amazon's homepage, but it puts a little cookie in there so that if you buy something on Amazon that way, then we get a little bit of a kickback from it. Go buy Men in Black. Go rent Men in Black. I mean, why not? We're talking about it. It's hilarious. It's a great movie. You should watch it. If you haven't watched it ever, just pick it up on Amazon by going to amazon.totlb.com. And then in the search bar, just typing out Men in Black and hit checkout.
It's probably like $9 at most.
Yeah, at most. And we're going to get
probably like $3 if you just stream it.
We're going to get a kickback from that, and you're going to get a good time. Not and sexually.
The kickback is like 3% of
but
your
so
sales.
So, it helps us out.
No,
yeah.
No, I'm saying like the last thing I want to do is for people to be like, they're making fucking all kinds of money on me.
Oh,
It's small. Let's talk this realistically. Yeah. Like it's like 2 or 3% of every purchase.
Juan and I have full time jobs.
I doubt it's 2 or 3%.
It depends on the can go up to 6% depending on what you're buying.
Nice. The best way that you can support us financially is by going to patreon.com/TOTLB, just like somebody did while we were recording, and just like Doyle the producer, who gets to pick for us like every other episode.
Well, now it's every third.
He gets to pick for us every other episode what ridiculous movie we're gonna watch. Which I'm excited to watch the interview. He's made us watch Over the Top. He picked Men in Black, which was fucking amazing, yes. And I'm really glad that we watched it.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Big Trouble in Little China. Also,
I say I really only struck out once.
I think we have new reviews. And I don't so think I'm I even struck there. Out.
Nice. But yeah, go to patreon.com/TOTLB. It's patreon.com/TOTLB. You can donate as little as a dollar a month to get some exclusive videos. We just recorded a video that by the time you hear this episode, you'll still have to wait 2 weeks to find out that information. So
you will. We're going to record an after episode for our regular YouTube video.
For a month in advance, you get some really inside information about the future of Thinking Outside the Long Box and something very exciting that's going to be happening to us this year that you're not going to find out till you can listen to the year-end episode. You can give us a dollar to find out that information. That's how cheap of a slut I am.
Yeah, we don't.
I don't ask for much.
Nah, it's no.
If I could have a tier that was at 50 cents, I would do it. So anyway, I'm just saying.
Coming soon, the over the top tier,
where you actually get to arm wrestle one of us.
Yes,
I'm trying. Keep talking, keep
Steve.
Trying.
Yeah,
so all those different ways that you can contact us are great, but of course you can leave us a message at the world famous Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. May he rest in peace. 970-573-6148. We love hearing your messages. I saw one of our friends who calls in fairly regularly. I cannot remember the name of his podcast ever, and I only remember his real name. But Jonathan Blackshire.
The Lamp Show.
He posted.
Is it about lamps?
No, it's about music.
Oh, okay.
He posted on his Facebook page, I need somebody. He said, I need somebody that can come and help me, like, play a part so that I can leave a voice message on Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. He, like, literally cast an extra person for one of his voicemails.
And John Still Radio Showtime Hour was like, hey, can you put me in touch with that John guy? I got a good idea for a voicemail.
Oh, Jesus.
So, they're fucking hilarious. I told him, I was like, maybe in like a year I'll have enough to fill like fucking 20 minutes or something just because they're funny.
Dude, we should do like a supercut.
We still don't know what John Still's name is, do we?
No.
Oh, fuck, crap. Man.
You need to fucking beat Tim up to get it out of him.
Dude, I'm not going to beat Tim up.
Wouldn't be that hard.
You hold him down, I'll kick his ass. Anyway, you can participate with us in all of those different ways. We love having you guys on the show. Please call, leave voicemails, talk to us on Facebook.
We haven't had a Michael Kirk voicemail in a while.
Yeah, I think he's been busy.
He died.
That's true. Well, yeah, that it would true. Be his ghost.
May he rest in peace. Man. I get Facebook messages from him still, though.
Oof, that's creepy.
Ghost in the Machine, yeah. Baby.
He's like fucking Johnny Depp in that one movie.
That narrowed it down.
Trans something.
Transgender?
Hey, you can't say that word anymore.
Why?
Because Trump said so.
Oh,
with that said, this has been episode 76 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
We'll talk to you later.
I don't know why I said it like that. I never say it like that.
I'm Doyle.
Coming for you, John. Coming for you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.